Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. Ain't a profit big enough to feed you every day. My logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Guess what? We're going to be all right. Welcome to the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones. Again, we are ready to rup and ready to roll. This is excellent to be alive in this era. We have just left the B-Lo and we in the MIA. Man, big difference. I'm going to say it. I love both places, but boy, it sure feels warm. Now, let's get busy in here. We got a lot of program to go into. I know how it's going to run today. We got a lot of things happening. Many of you appreciate y'all for always listening. A lot of things happening. Oh, my goodness. We had the Blood Moon, which was called the Beaver Moon, during all this chaos that was going on, these two cases. And today's program is just a part two of Cui Bono. This time, not us. Question is, who benefits? Remember that word, cui bono. But look up these Latin words. Who benefits? The phrase is a Latin that identifies a crime suspect. It expresses the view that the crime is often committed to benefit the perpetrator. especially financially. Now, we seen last week the hospitals and different medical entities that benefited the most. We seen that Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company that many of you was crying about a year or two ago with Nipsey Hussle, before anybody knew who he was on the East Coast, we sure didn't know, but he's known, obviously. But he wasn't known big until this so-called death, and then we find out he was going to sue the pharmaceutical company in a documentary. No documentary, but then Nick Cannon said he'll take up the mantle. But you know what happened. Nick Cannon got paid off, and now he got a bunch of reality TV shows. I think, what, three at a time now? To shut up. That's my opinion. To shut up. That's what they make you do when they give you that payroll, because they said they're going to have an orgy of money to give out. And we already see the orgy has already begun. So this is part two, because part two is going to actually show you that we are not going to benefit at all. There's no benefit in this crime against humanity. And since you call yourself part of humanity, guess what? So there will be a scapegoat. Now, this week's scapegoat is Kyle Rittenhouse, the American so-called hero for defending himself against three. Now, here's where it gets deep, everybody. I didn't pick the ethnicity of these people. All I know is I look it up because that's what we do. Facts matters. All three suspects are of Jewish origin. The two that was killed, I'm going to deal with them, which is Joseph Rosenbaum, convicted in Arizona of sexual conduct on a minor. Now, take into account, this is what the courts have allowed to get out now. Pedophiles. Rampant pedophiles everywhere. And it's okay, obviously, to the American people, because there's no backlash. So I'm saying to myself, man, that's kind of strange. Now, here's where it gets even deeper. The other one name is Gage Lefty Grosskowitz. Okay, Grosskowitz. Now, he also is a criminal. He's also a member of an anarchist group called the People's Revolution Movement. Now, the question today is, we're going to ask all of you, what do you think of the verdict? Because, first of all, you know, so many people gets upset when you talk about self-defense. And the only way to self-defend yourself, either you know martial arts, very good with street fighting. That's one of the two ways they said. Or the proverbial pick up anything you can find. Fight or flight, that's always in the mix. Sometimes you can't run far enough, so you got to find what's in the area to hit somebody who might be bigger than your ass and may have. You can't just say, I'm going to fight you with my hands when you ain't really been hitting shit in a long time. So you better learn that if you ain't been hitting nothing and work it out, it's going to be rough unless you get one good blow in. And for women, there's two blows. I ain't going to give it to you, but you know where the first one at. Then it's the one and only weapon. You know, you got the knives and stuff, but that gun, see, now this is going to be where not us benefits. See, this thing was supposed to go the opposite way. They were going to use the gun to start that transition of the guns again, the weapons being taken. Now, this is going to be a hard task to do because so many people got weapons. So this is part of the agenda who benefits from this case. Could be us on this one, but may not be us on this one. Because first of all, three white people were shot. Two were killed. I just named the two. They were all out on charges. And they're at a Black Lives Matter movement. Now, this is when you got to use your psyche here. When did white folks ever want a riot for a shooting of a black man? Just that they don't. Black folks usually riot. But to see white folks coming out the woodworks to riot for the brother who got shot. Now, the brother who got shot, again, fake news. Hate to say, Joy Reid, you look, you know, good-looking sister, but that motherfucker got to be mean as hell in the house. I don't know who her husband is, but if he got any indication of what I see she act on the news, I feel for the brother. Total hate. Lying. All your media has been lying to you on this case. Did you not know that the chick, that the brother who got shot by the cops in Kenosha, can't think of his name at the moment, he actually did something on TMZ just recently. For the first time, and he was asking for calm, and he said it was black. But no one talks about the victims that these people who got shot and all this stuff did. The police didn't pop up on the brother. The brother was called because the girlfriend was scared for her life because he had been sexually assaulting her and beating her. This coming out of her mouth. Ain't no cop just stopped and shot the dude out of the clear blue because he happened to be running around the street. Now, let's be real about this conversation here. See, because I know there's propagandists all over the place. She called the police because she was in fear for her life. Now, if she wasn't in fear for her life, she wouldn't have called the police. This wouldn't even be happening, right? But in the meantime, from this shooting that the sister called because she was scared, got a record of being scared, all this stuff is in there. But the media, Joy Reid and all these people that y'all listen to on these radio and TV shows, give you a lie narrative because they got to give you what they need you to have to create the scenario. So, of course, Kenosha goes into flames based off Black Lives riots by white folks because they mad that white supremacy exists in them. Now, isn't this some strange shit? White folks now come to the realization that they white supremacists. And we got to get rid of all white supremacists, even though I'm practicing white supremacy every day at the White House, every day in your Senate, every day with your judge. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying it, because we're the only group of people, I just realized from a conversation we had with some people, we're the only civilization that actually picks prosecutors for politicians, people that will prosecute you. You have made them your senators. You have made them your congresspeople. So what bigger fool is to blame? Cui bono on, because it's sure we don't benefit. Not us. Not U.S. Not us. Then we get a bunch of fools, which is what your Bible story tell you, because the Bible call y'all fools. I'm just going around with your own story. Say, oh, you fools. Now, if this is the case that three white men get shot by a white guy, today y'all must tell me, how is that white supremacy? I got to hear this from the bones, the dry bones out there in the valley of America, all 10 regions of you, bone to bone, coming together today. You got to have to explain to the people who are truly the dry bones how three white men get shot by a white guy. And the white guy is now called a white supremacist. And many of the people wanted to go. Now, here's where it gets deep. There was a drone in the facility for some strange reason. A drone was right there to capture everything. Ain't that amazing? A drone caught it all. Now, in court, the drone footage did not get seen till later. Once you see the drone footage, or visualization, you'll find out that there has been some serious lying. First of all, you have the right to carry a gun. That's obviously what the first and foremost. Every news media said he had a gun. That was because they want your guns. He had a gun across state lines. Now, you worried about state lines and the border wide open with every criminal coming in. M13 or whatever the hell these names are. Agent 69s. I mean, they're just coming over here in groves, but you worried about a 20-minute, that's like me going to Erie, Pennsylvania, or going to Canada from Buffalo, which is a 15, 20-minute ride. And I do it daily, but I'm going across state lines. Of course, I'm going across international lines, if that was the case, until the COVID came. That's a whole other story. We'll get to that, too. Now, how in the hell can some white folks now be talking about they're going to riot for black folks in a movement called Black Lives Matter? And three whites get killed, two whites get killed, and now it's up. Now here's the case that's going to be crazy. The real case to be looking at is the Arbery case. See, it's two cases of self-defense going on at the same time, right? One is shot by three whites. That's white supremacy. The one that actually chases the black dude through the neighborhood, he running for his life, is not even talked about much on none of these shows. Isn't that strange? Two scenarios of self-defense. Again, one, three whites get shot. Second one, one black man gets shot and killed. But the white man who shot and killed him in Georgia ain't called a white supremacist. Only the one that feels the narrative of Black Lives Matter, hate the man type shit. Now, isn't that funny? The man hating the man is the man. Maybe because Black Lives Matter was sponsored by and created by a white guy. See, that's not talked about either, I noticed. You know, let's leave that out. You know, let's leave out that part. So what we're going to do today is facts matter. The reason why, this is the first part. The reason why this is happening is because when money sponsors the agenda, then the think pattern of the money is the energy. So whatever the think pattern of the money who gave, you are taking his energy of his thought, even though it's paper money. Same thing for any currency that you deem to be of relevancy in your life. So obviously that the money was funneled to these prosecutors. No, I said prosecutor. Now, when I get deep today, when it get hot, hey, the mafia get ready, baby. I know the Bills mafia ready. When it gets hot, see, the prosecutor, and all this reminds me of the Dark Ages. See, the same time this Beaver Moon or Harvest Blood Moon comes into effect. It's 580 years since this so-called long eclipse took place. See, this case is still going on. It's still eclipsing. See, these court cases was put on the same time frame as the eclipse based off the Dark Order. We're going to get into that today, too. Oh, my goodness. The Dark Age shit ain't no joke. Now, here we go again with the money of the prosecutors. Mainly black women are the prosecutors in these major cities. New York, Baltimore, Chicago. I think all across the country, we can name so many, but I'm going to just name those because those are prevalent in your mind. And it's all funded by a source named Soros.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton called for a review of the state's police body camera policies. Following the fatal shooting of Justine DeMond, police officer Muhammad Noor shot and killed DeMond on Saturday night, and both his camera and his partner Matthew Harity's camera were turned off during the shooting. As with other police shootings around the country, it will be the local prosecutor who chooses whether to bring charges against Officer Noor. That power, or discretion, makes the elections to fill those prosecutor positions extremely important. And that's why one billionaire international donor is putting big money into local races all around the country.
In March, Iramis Ayala, the first black state attorney elected in Florida, said her office would no longer seek the death penalty. 3 months later, Kim Fox, the state attorney for Cook County, Illinois, announced her support for releasing nonviolent defendants without cash bail. Fox and Ayala are the latest in a string of progressive prosecutors who all have one thing in common, backing from the liberal billionaire George Soros. Since 2015, Soros has funded 14 reform-focused candidates in local district attorney races, including primaries, across the country. 10 of them are now in office, and one, Larry Krasner, is standing for general election in the fall in Philadelphia, after winning the Democratic primary in May. Soros' contributions flow through state-level PACs that all share the safety and justice moniker. They've ranged from $21,000 in Milwaukee to $1.9 million in Arizona's Maricopa County, which Soros spent in a failed effort to defeat the Republican district attorney. All in all, Soros has spent $11.2 million on DA races. So why spend so much money to elect local prosecutors?
There's almost no reform you want that prosecutors couldn't implement today using their own discretion. If you want bail reform, then prosecutors can simply stop asking for bail. If you want to see shorter sentences, then during plea bargaining, prosecutors should just offer lesser sentences. They have so much discretion. There's nothing they couldn't really accomplish if they didn't want to.
Prosecutors run for office in 46 states. And historically, the easiest way to win election has been to be tough on crime.
The politics of punishment are incredibly strongly stacked in favor of being punitive.
This is precisely what Soros wants to change. And by targeting relatively low-profile races, in which he's typically the largest donor, he's making sure he gets the most bang for the buck. Pfaff says that if Soros wants to make the most impact, he should focus on prosecutors in rural areas, like Mississippi's Scott Colum, to whom Soros gave almost $1 million.
The high population counties have been decarcerating and becoming more progressive in criminal justice matters for years. Less urban and more rural counties have been becoming actually tougher.
It isn't always easy to find progressive challengers outside of cities, but that may change if Soros-supported candidates keep winning.
Now, I hope y'all listening carefully. I'm going to start to bring y'all in on this because, see, this case, the whole outcry was to let those who were out on bail and who were also out on cash bail, and those formerly who got shot in Kenosha, the three white gentlemen who were shot, two killed, were also part of the bail, cash bail. They gave all of them money to get out of jail because they knew they were going to riot. It was planned out to riot. And when you riot and you know they got to go to jail, just like the civil rights movement, all of them had to go to jail, but they had lawyers and donors to get them out, the main ones out. And then you got the one who was playing the Charmin. He's going to jail for 41 months for a fake insurrection that got so many black folks upset. That's, I'm about to bring y'all in now. Got so many black folks upset as they care about the... Didn't you go to the Million Man March and Farrakhan told you that it's where they sold our ancestors? All of a sudden now, it's sentimental to you. Boy, what a bunch of black phonies. We got the most phoniest population in the country. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Always pretending don't see what you're doing. Main participators of the foolishness. Couldn't do it without you. See, cui bono. Who benefits? Let's see if it's us. Not us or us. Let me start the fire on this Sunday morning on the Helios Business Hour live in Florida. 6661, you on the air.
Hey, my brother. Great dawning. What's going on? What's going on with you? Great
man,
blessings. Great blessings.
It.
Hey, much blessings to everybody. The bones on the tree. But what we see is a mass, I would say, takeover, a mass conspiracy. And this conspiracy, you know, it's a lot of chaos going on. It's a lot of chaos. They're hitting us on both sides, and you have that main culprit. And it's a corporatocracy takeover, you know. And you have those Big Five and the J-Boys, and you have chaos. The Big Five, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all against one entity that's really speaking the truth. Amongst others, Fox, BBC, and everybody else looking in on this mass takeover for everything from the guns and whatnot, and we see the paid puppets and Cori Bush and AOC and Ilmar, whatever her name is, you know, they're all sponsored by Soros. You know, then you have the chaos mongers, the BLM, the Antifa, chaos creators that even in the midst came in that little small town, you know, and they wanted it to be a massive takeover, saying, you know, that he did this and he did that, and like you mentioned, the video. Which was brought into question, and you look at how the prosecutor crossed all kind of unethical lines. But what interests me is what was being put out on the media and what some of us dummies were saying, oh, he was a racist, and not knowing that it was a Caucasian on Caucasian crime. You know what I mean? And the other facts were, look who they were watching. And then for them, some of your own people to tell you that they want big government, they don't care as big as it gets, but not knowing what comes along with that bigness, you're awakening a sleeping giant that it's just, this is the next China. Just imagine what they're doing to you on Facebook, and you have to come in with another name, and you got to get registered and so forth. A lot of people don't experience that. But you don't experience that unless you're kicking something positive that they don't want the masses to hear.
Let's go with that. They don't experience it. You see what's happening. A lot of parts of the country, I'm going to tell you today, they're lying about everything, because parts of the country is about to be totally taken into chaos with striking, because people don't realize the supply chain has been broken. The Silk Road, they're preparing for this segment of the Silk Road, and it's been broken. Let me get some more calls about these prosecutors.
One more thing on that. Inside this bill that they about to pass, inside this bill, and this is why we see the sellout with all these unions and so forth like that. What's in this bill is giving the lawyers, you know, like how they were able to write off stuff only if they win the case.
Right.
They can write off stuff even before then. And the unions and the union sweet deals and so forth. And this is why the unions and everybody, even the corporations, they're getting kicked back. This inflationary period or stagflation that we're at, it's only really good for billionaires and trillionaires. So they're the ones with the most to gain. So they're just sitting back. But we're going along with the so-called pay your fair share. If I'm a multi-billionaire and I'm paying 40%+ of taxes and so forth, and versus the Joe Blow, then who's not paying their fair share? We are.
Yeah.
But we fall for the Hegelian hotel.
Hey, all right. We're going to keep that one. Again, let's go with this, because who wins? Cui bono? We had court all week. Two sides. Two different self-defense cases, and one way off in proportion. Let's go back. Let me go to 8554. Prosecutors, everything. You're being ruled by prosecutors.
Well, I mean, for one here, you know, people do their research. I'm just speaking on Illinois. Be honest with you, bro, I done already mentally checked out from Chicago and Illinois. I don't even give a fuck no more at this point. But as far as the governor and the mayor, they got a law background. So if people, I ain't talking about black people. Black people, white people here in Illinois continue to let this shit go on, so be it. Illinois is one of the six states that still have a mask mandate. But then you're not focusing on that, but you worried about a so-called white boy that shot up some white people in this state in Wisconsin right next door and whatever. But I got two parts to drop real quick. Now, someone in the family here, this ain't on YouTube, sent me some information yesterday about some evidence basically saying that that whole Kyle Rittenhouse court thing, it was a staged event. It was a Hollywood production. And the video stating that
they had a
Kyle Rittenhouse, it was actually a green screen malfunction. And Kyle, so-called Kyle, was actually a crisis actor, a.k.a. Baby Noah from Sandy Hook. So it's on BitChute.
Right. Yeah.
Now, number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Number two. Now, I don't know if you or the family are familiar with a television show where it got canceled that used to be on NBC a couple years ago called Timeless. It was dealing with time-traveling time machines. Now, they were basically dealing with this group called Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse is a mysterious organization with as yet unknown but apparently malicious intent. Now, according to Garcia Flynn, the organization murdered his family to set him up to take the fall for all the killings. They also seem to be using Rufus Carlin to record the team's missions. Now, the organization was founded in 1778 by American clockmaker and astronomer David Rittenhouse. Now,
check that out.
Exactly. I continue. The true intent of or purpose of the Rittenhouse organization is currently unknown. It is hinted, however, that they may have influenced certain key points in history to gain power and further their own interests. Though it hasn't been validated, Rittenhouse remains largely in all its aspects of mystery. Now, check this out. Going down, in the early 1900s, Nicholas Keyes developed a plan for future generations of Rittenhouse members to develop time travel. Rittenhouse would then send sleeper agents into the past to embed themselves in society so they can manipulate key moments in history. I continue on, skipping now, It is also revealed that Rittenhouse may be responsible for events such as the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., and their true goal is to use time machines to go back in time, strategically gaining control over the course of history to allow for the illusion of freedom with ultimate controlling mankind.
Now,
y'all show them that one for a minute.
Hold on. I'm glad you took us there. Because remember, we said earlier, drones was strategically placed in the spot. It's like, how would the drones know to watch that spot? The drones, that's how they got the camera, with the drones. Now, let's go with that. Man, I'm so glad you brought that to the attention of the
fact. One more small sentence. Although this type of control is already prevalent, the time machine would allow further control and domination over society and the world as a whole organization, essentially allowing global tyranny at the hands of Rittenhouse.
Now, I got the pages here. My man, but Gino, I'm talking about, because I think I gave him with the whole layout with this pentagram. What's the time frame of this? Say the time that this group was put together.
Now supposedly they were founded in 1778.
Okay, there you go.
But see, now the thing is, y'all will have to really get some real full understanding of it. You will have to go back and watch the television show. But ironically, it only lasts for 2 seasons and it got canceled. Usually when shows like that get canceled, because they have too much accurate information or a lot of truth in it too.
Right. And that's a fact, because you notice it was a couple other shows that had similarities.
One more thing, the known deceased members: David Rittenhouse, founder; Benedict Arnold, founding member; John Rittenhouse; Henry Ford; Thomas Edison; J.P. Morgan; Charles August Lindbergh; Charles Lindbergh; Julian Chauvet; and supposedly Nancy Reagan was a member also. So like I said, don't listen to me. Go back and watch the television series and see if those events, whatever, are connected with what's going on right now. But
let's go there, because I love it, because it fits into everything we all been talking about. That right there, the secret societies, the occult. Now, I'm going to give y'all the 4 clues. I got them here, brother. I hope, Brother G, you got the other side. I got the left side. That time frame before this happened, these are the major events of fighting on both sides. At that time, Friday the 13th, 1307, the fall of the arch, the canon law, Sharia law, fall of the Attili, and then the East Indian Corporation and the Bank of England. These are the 4 fighting principles. And then when you get to the outer levels of power, it says the Templars, 1119, the Poor Knights of Christ. Then it goes into the Khazarians. Then it goes into the Society of Jesus, and then the Freemasons. And then on the other 4 bars, this is where it gets crazy, y'all. That's how you know this is our enemies that we're fighting right now in our time frame, for them to go back. Now they got movies coming on called War 2042. If y'all seen what's going on, remember I said once we put them things in our eyes, y'all remember our past programs. I said once they get you to put those on your eyes, you're going to be time travelers.
There's your Facebook, formerly known as Meta. Me and Eddie did a show on that last night.
You're going to be time traveling. Now here's where it gets crazy. The war That's why they always got to go back and look at these old time things. Now, they fighting the Friday the 13th, boys. That's why you always going to see Friday the 13th in all Hollywood. And they fighting the Conversos, which is C-O-N-V-E-R-S-O-S. Those are the primary two pillars that's holding up the bottom part of where we at today, which is the Glorious Revolution of 1688. With the two kingdoms of the Rothschild families and the kingdoms of United Kingdom.
Hey, G.
Coming to play. I'm going to bring some calls in because y'all rolling today. Now, that is so, because Benedict Arnold, everybody. Remember Benedict Arnold. Then you got Benjamin Banneker Bay that y'all leaving out. Because that's how the capstone. Oh, man. Boy, you brought up some beautiful stuff.
And David Rittenhouse, who founded the organization, was an astronomer. That makes the connection with Benjamin Banneker. There you go.
I just gave it to you.
Hey, right on, right on.
This is beautiful. Go ahead. I got new caller, 3364. Jump in.
Hey, what up, my Lord G? Right on. I saw that episode, but I call every one of y'all on this here Lloyds, okay? Okay, you listen. Look, observe, and read the drama. You're Lords, man. All us Lords. Not no goddamn white man on no stick. There ain't no, y'all ready to call them a goddamn Lord. We the Lords. And that episode, that show, what my man talking about timeless, I saw that, man. I watched it when it was happening, man. They went back to Lincoln time and tried to stop the assassination of Lincoln. So he right on the money about that show, man. It's a lot of shows out there. The information that come to you, they'll show you what they're doing, man. They got a show called 4400, where most of some black people was taken up and they disappeared. They came back 20 years later, and they all got special powers. Okay, everything is coming out now, man. I saw that thing. I'm glad somebody sent me that. By the Rittenhouse trial with the fucking damn psyops. And see, I look at it this way. All them people that he supposedly killed, who saw the damn funeral of them two white boys? It wasn't no damn funeral. Y'all see the funeral? Okay, so
I ain't seen no funeral.
That's right. So that was
some
bullshit.
We bit, but let's go with that premise. Thank you, Brother West. Keep stay with me now, Brother West. Now we don't see this scenario before. We fell for Bin Laden's funeral. We ain't seen no funeral. We haven't even seen John McAfee's funeral. We ain't seen these people.
Wow. Forgot all about that.
See, yeah, our minds.
That's right.
See,
and we damn.
There's a lot of funerals that we have never seen. Now, I ain't talking to y'all here. I know y'all with the program. I'm just saying for those who are listening, what they are saying, we have already been watching so many funerals. Now, let's go back to what y'all was saying with the time travel. Okay. We just seen they exonerated Malcolm X killers. One already dead. Show you. Now, they show that. This documentary that's going to come on, whatever, Netflix, whatever, that was the catalyst behind them freeing these two dudes, said that the FBI and all this other stuff is involved. Well, guess what? I'd be part of this sinister organization, Rittenhouse, that we've seen. Now, Rittenhouse did look like it was a lot of foreplay. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something if y'all don't know this. Alex Jones got prosecuted on this because he got to pay back some of the family. Hope y'all know that. With Sandy Hook.
Yeah, right. It was a character defamation lawsuit.
Yeah. Let's be real. Yeah. We got to be real. Facts matter. So we know that there's a battle over this type of talk. So here's how it works, everybody. When you know there's crisis actors. Y'all heard them say this in their movies and everything. Y'all seen it in the movie with Angelina Jolie when she was a Russian brought up as a child. Now, we know they're doing this. The question is, endgame. We are endgame time now. It's almost the fourth quarter. We're about to kick a fucking hell of a play. Now, they know that their window is narrowing to be nothing. That's why they're going to do everything they can in this dark winter. Y'all want to get deep? Because I'm telling you, what y'all name is what they've been doing. All the movies show you this. Like the Rittenhouse groups is actually those groups you see in James Bond, Octopussy.
Yep.
Those are the groups. Those are the groups. And so today we're going to get...
And didn't they just kill James Bond in his last movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And who's going to take his place?
Well, y'all heard, you said it earlier, that it was a sister, but she just like the movie with Wanda, with the Black Panther, in the end game, you ain't heard from Africa yet, y'all. Now, we're going to edge this up some more. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all should know already. On the other side of this thing is the kingdoms of the West. The kingdoms of the West, I just named. The kingdoms of the East. Now, the kingdoms of the East all start out with a crazy of a name, and I'm not even going to give it to you at this moment, but the storm god is involved. The first layer of this, the storm god is involved. The emerald tablets of Thoth is involved. The islands of Irion is involved. The priesthood or the reincarnation of the archons is involved. And the fall of Atlantis. This is on the side of the Western world, of the worship brain cell. Now, this is about to get deeper, because everything we do is based off this chart I got. It's a Kabbalah chart showing you. That's why they're showing you Caesar. The Karnak priesthood is Caesar. Caesar is black. That's why they show you in the gambling. Caesar was black. Most of them. We about to get deep today. Oh, hey, we ain't playing. Now, here's where it's going to get really crazy. The Islamic world. Hold on. Let me get this out. I'm going to let you come in. The Islamic world. Y'all don't see the other side. I know y'all don't watch the news in the East. You only watching the West. You ain't watching the East. Because the East, they rebelling. This is what they said in their own news. Not from me. Facts matters. They said Austria. They recently announced in Austria that they're making the deadly COVID vaccine mandatory, may provoke terrorist attacks by Muslim extremists. Why? The vaccines are forbidden in Sharia law. Now, here's where the West should be looking at. You sitting amongst yourself getting vaccinated, but the people that you buying from, because you are consumers for sure. Very little in the neighborhoods is ran by our peoples, which is the native black Americans.
And even with the mask mandate here in Illinois, guess who ain't wearing the mask?
Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, this is the truth. Now, this is what they say. See, you got to look to the East. It says, the first thing the Taliban did after the return to power by Biden administration was to ban COVID vaccines. Boom. Second, UN vaccination workers are killed regularly in the countries like Somalia, Syria, and Pakistan. However, the danger is the other workers, other groups oppose the COVID vaccines. They said Christians, right wingers, and black people, anyone who values freedom and bodily autonomy, will be lumped together and prosecuted as anti-vaxxers terrorists. Now, this coming out of a news source out of Austria. Now, you tell me, everybody, have you heard that news? All y'all on this line. Have you heard that they're killing over there about the vaccine?
Nope, but bombs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, that's bombs. The first time I heard that.
Let me throw this in there, man. Let me go back to this black woman thing. Y'all know that Kamala Harris was president for 85 minutes there Friday. Y'all know that, right? For 85
doing
minutes.
Doing the call now.
She temporarily took over power.
Yeah,
okay. That's all I had to add, man. Just wonder what the hell she did in the 85 minutes.
They're getting it. But y'all heard, hold on. The window of opportunity, I'm so glad you brought that up. The window of our opportunity. Now, they've been lying about her. She actually is a sacred prostitute. She was fucking, they show us, thank you, Judge, you know, hey, the judge did say, come out, he was in that era, you know, that they was doing this when he came on these programs, his own program. He said that she was out there. They got it now. They're showing she was with Montel Williams, Brown. He was married. And I mean, I ain't mad about nobody getting what you get, but this is how the setup was set up. She wasn't liked by a lot of people, everybody. Let's be real. You didn't even want to vote for her, black folks. She had the lowest percentage of everybody, yet she becomes vice president, and she connected to a secret Khazarian cabal. I told you the war, the Khazars. I told you the names of the middle one you should be looking up immediately. The C-O-N, V-E-R-S-O-S group is the one you better look up. S-O-S was a great song. I love that group. Now, let's get deeper. Let me get some more calls because I see it getting ready to get hot. 5045. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Go ahead. I got you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. This recent Rittenhouse verdict, man, I don't know why everybody's surprised. Have everybody even gone deeper into the German connection? Rittenhouse has a family crest, a shield in Germany. Mm-hmm. The three victims also were Germans, lower class Germans. They are well aware of their hierarchies. We're not. But go look deeper. The Rittenhouse has a shield, an armament shield of a family crest that go back to Germany. So that's a class. And then all the three other ones were all Germans of ancestry, but of lower class. Rosenbaum, of course, being of Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry as well, but German based. So the question should be is that why are they heavily armed in these militia groups, meaning that the Rittenhouse? Look very deep into that. You understand that they're ready to draw the lines. They're waiting for things to pop off. I mean, they're ready. It's we who are not constantly aware. But look into the German background and that particular part of the country. It's a heavy settlement. But the Rittenhouse has a shield, family crescent shield, that go back to Germany of prominence. You know, I think it's not a prince or a region. So they know the battle lines in this war. We don't. We don't understand clearly. It's not a question how many of them are in these militias. You talk about the white supremacy, but you need to go how it go further than just the moniker of white supremacy. You need to understand what's happening.
Exactly. That's the age. And, the age that we're talking about when this was coming up. This was the age of the white supremacist thinking, based off Germanic tribes doing what they were doing. And I'm glad y'all said it. We told y'all before through facts the biggest group of Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Giving y'all the names, y'all should have heard these names. Anglo-Saxon Protestants should give y'all the clues. And the evangelicals should be up in arms with all that they claim they believe in and that is happening right before their very eyes. Beautiful analogy there. Let's go with that because in these games that they got your kids and us playing, including myself, we're starting to see if you put these glasses on, even if you invest in them, it still has an effect on the brain. And with these vaccinations, with the virtual reality, you will become what they call transhumanist. And that's pretty much the whole end game for a lot of people.
And you got segments who already signed on to the master plan, you know, and they're just staying hush. They're staying quiet. They know when they get their orders, they'll know what to do.
Yeah.
While on Iron,
since y'all brought this group up, which I'm so glad, didn't even have to tell y'all. Y'all brought us all these houses. I told you the Inquisition, the Venetians. Those two pillars on that side fighting, and then you look at everything that's ruling now from Switzerland, 1291. I'm just gonna give y'all the dates. Y'all better look all this. The Jewish court was given power. The Pontiff Guards was given power, and the Inquisition was given power.
And isn't CERN in Switzerland also, bro?
CERN is in Switzerland.
Hey, and they got about four or five of them things. It's one up there in Illinois, not too far from where y'all
at. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Connected to the University of Chicago.
CERN's in Texas, Chicago, and a few other areas because they're going to those pivotal points of the earth. Y'all know that. And pretty much y'all heard of all these areas where they got the power grid in the earth. The earth is a power grid.
Hey, Bone. They got one in Buffalo, outside of Buffalo, too, man, up there where y'all from. I'm state New York.
Niagara Falls. Now, that'll be getting to the Tesla. Now, I'm glad y'all going this direction. Because, see, time travel, y'all remember we did shows about Trump and them being time travelers, all this stuff about him messing with Tesla, his cousin, all his uncle.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's been on this program. We made sure, and I played all y'all, because we couldn't do it without y'all, because that's what it's all about, bringing all this information, the facts to the table. Now the scales of Mayat coming. Oh, yeah. Universal chaos is just in the mix as well. Because with these blood, this blood moon that they did this scenario on, the beaver moon claimed by the Native Americans, I'm just going what they're saying. I'm trying to figure out, everybody, are we going to fight for our grid of the power? Because, again, we waiting to see the reaction of those who consider themselves part of Black America. And I tell them, I'm saying that name again. At the end of this thing, it was the land of America.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, since you say time travel,
we all time travel, man. Y'all be time traveling every time you get in your car or you get in the airplane. That's time travel. And then, see, I know
I do it in my sleep every night.
So if you check this out. Now, I'm going to break it on down. If you going got to be somewhere, say to work or doctor or something important, and you know you might be late, you could use your mind to damn use the matrix, the metaverse, to make you get there on time. I don't care if you're going to be late.
Metaverse.
You can flip the script. Yes, sir. Well, you can flip the script and catch every green light. Okay? And you say, God damn, I still got here on time, right on time. And you know by real law, you're going to be late. But if you know how to flip the script and use the metaverse, you can be on time wherever you're going, man. It's beautiful. You got to know how to do this shit, man.
Raise your vibration and meditate. Trust me, you'll never be late.
That's right. Always on time.
On the individual level, it's good, but on the collective level, we're not. So, unfortunately, you see how off balance we are.
You can't group everybody. You can't group everybody. We on this live phone right here. We collective, man. We connected right now, bro.
The whole Rittenhouse thing, y'all saw how it broke down. Y'all saw how that judge, how he swayed to make sure this verdict was went through. I wouldn't be surprised even the prosecutor is not part of the collective in the hierarchy. How they made sure this turned
okay,
out favorable.
Okay, hold on. Y'all doing so good. Let's get some clarity for everybody. Now, there's two cases now. There's Aubrey case. How come the Aubrey case ain't getting to play? And they actually chased that man down the street.
Yeah. Because the Rittenhouse was a distraction, man.
The question of the day going to be two cases. One's still going on.
One more thing, Drybones. Rittenhouse, defense attorney said that they held some mock trials, man. When they put him on the stand, a mock trial. They already had, like you say, this shit was scripted and it was drama, man. See, he even told everybody that it was a mock trial. He said it, man. I go back and listen to what these people be saying, man.
And the judge, to go along with y'all saying, and the judge actually kicked out MSNBC because they claimed that the prosecutor. Now, here's what they're saying so we get some clarity on what's happening, too. Because I know how we talking. But let's go if we was in court today, all of us. If, just say you had a gun, they jacking up your mom's area on a riot. I'm gonna put all y'all in the mix on this one. Say we in Little Haiti, you got family members, some shit break off, you gonna grab what? Your weapon. You're gonna try to get to your family member that's in distress, some form of fashion. Boom. Now you get there in the Black neighborhood, for some strange reason, is the only neighborhood catching fire. Now do we realize all this, right? The only neighborhoods catching fire is
George Floyd. Go back to what happened with George Floyd. That just proved your point right there.
Yep.
Right. So all I'm saying to y'all out there listening in La La Land, but the Rittenhouse, you heard, y'all said it yourself, I'm going by what y'all said. They said they was going to create a fantasy of us being under power, pretending to be free, but we ain't. Now, that's they go. Coming from what y'all saying.
Yep.
Now, let's go to the other side of the brain here. There's a whole new case going on. this case here, Aubrey in Georgia. Now, this is a fight because Georgia is out under Republican and Democratic fighting because according to the, what's going on in this country, people did vote, Virginia vote in the black lieutenant. They did all this changing of the guards. Now they saying that a civil war is happening already in Europe, already in the East. The war already going on. What we going to do when they start to fight what is perceived to be, I told you, the enemy on his left and the enemy on his right, y'all see coming into the country with heavily weapons, being told they don't have to get no vaccination. They don't have to get no vaccinations. Think about it now. They're coming in groves, in groves. Now, how are we going to perceive this is going to be what's going to take place in the end game because I'm looking at how
but
we...
But and that's a good point, Drybones, but then look at the other war within the war. We've been talking about this for months. The motherfuckers who talk shit about the people who took the shot still mad at people who didn't take the shot. We still, in some factions, whatever, we still dealing with that also. And it's funny. No, ain't it ironic, though,
me and
you've been talking for the past few weeks about what's happening basically in the southern states, whatever. And
right.
It's like, who's not to say another civil war can actually jump off then? You got the states who are fighting the vaccine mandate versus the states who are giving in to it. Who says that can't happen? You know?
Right.
No, so there you go,
happened.
Man. There you go.
It happens.
Just again, dialect to keep the people at the bottom arguing over stupid shit, and we can't see who's running this. And we all already got the magic glasses on. I don't know about y'all, but I
right.
see this shit. I already got my Oculus, man.
Right.
Okay.
Without no damn made up.
I see the game. There it is.
Well, again, we're looking at the scenario that what y'all saying, and there's a lot of people listening out there. Thank y'all for listening out there. Appreciate y'all. There's a lot of people listening because each area, we just said, is being under attack. And this may not be your area yet because, you know, some of us maybe have been set up a little bit better than we ain't feeling. But if you're in these states that we just spoke about, there's a spiritual war and it's under your power because you energize these people. If you let a person tell me that we ain't got spiritual power, that's because we don't utilize it. We do have it. The reason why they're
right.
so scared,
Thank
and that's
you.
The that's the reason why it's a window. They all been saying this, whatever the species is, now we're going to get onto the galactic. Whatever the species is, I always say there's a window of opportunity. We must
that's
take
right,
advantage
my brother.
Of a crisis. That's all they ever say.
And see, our words are our magic wands, okay? So that's what I keep telling y'all about the universe. All it is a convergence of words. Every time you hear verse, that's sound, man. A convergence of sound. I don't care if you're in the universe or you're in the metaverse. They tricking everybody with this sound. So that's what verse mean, man. Every time you hear it, it's verse, word, somebody saying something, use their magic wand to control shit. So you got to learn how to use your magic wand, man. So you control the verse and say what you want to happen.
But we the magic wand. But then if your body being, that's where this wand thing, because every wand got magic. They just had the Wizard of Oz on the other night. I happened to catch a little bit of it. Let me tell you how this works right into what you're saying. And the wizard, even though he had magical powers that was not actually real, they looked real, but they weren't real. And basically what we're saying is what's in front of us has we have made it look real. Even though it can be totally false. Like y'all just said, you could change time. Didn't y'all say that yourself? You could change time. Just right now is a window of time for all peoples. Because guess what? According to their magic books, which I love, it did say it'll be a great awakening. So if people are waking up and you say, Brother West, do... energy plow, then something we all must be saying right now is going to cause it. That's where we at in this position.
Hey, Bones.
We causing it ourselves right now to stop it. Go ahead.
I just so happened to be down your way maybe over the week yesterday, and I was just passing time a little bit, and I said, let us go into the movie theater and check out something. So I looked at this thing called, say, Eternals. So I go in and stuff like that. and I saw the script and everything, how it came down. So they were actually talking about my perception. That they gave the Bible verse of the watchers or the angelicals, the angels, the angels that came down to this earth and mixed amongst people. And they talked about Icarus, and when they said, and that out of all the Eternals, everybody was kind of cool. Druid was the one that went rogue, and he had his own following. Now, when you look at Druid are the ones that control Hollywood, the Hollywood. Now, Angela, what's her name? The one that was
Jolie.
Married to Pitt, Jolie. She played the so-called one that could. She had to be say, like, if she turned against the killer, she's gonna actually turn against her because she is actually taking on their ways as far as killing and whatnot. I forgot what they call it, but then they also talked about that Icarus, and I was like, hold up, man. They actually telling the story, and Gilgamesh, he was supposedly, he was one of them as well, and he had his own bloodline. And see, I was like, oh my goodness, but I really didn't get to watch the end. But I was like, they actually telling the story. But people are aware, and they putting it in Disney, and the kids are looking at it and don't even know what they're looking at it, but they're actually rewriting.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
The story like that us. We actually talking about in that. I said,
yeah,
wow.
We didn't know it either. Now we coming to the light of knowing, and it's kind of like really like a wake-up call because the immortality button is on everybody that's on this call and around the world. It's an immortality button. Some people say we live forever, but we just know that this body goes into another transformation. And so preparing for all that, you say to yourself, how do we live this thing out? And now we're starting to see that it is an illusion going on. The Yellow Brick Road, the Emerald City, all has a place. Now, is the effect of our own lives in this, we all going to determine on these programs how it affects our lives through each other and the hearing of what we're doing. Now, let's be honest, Meta, I've seen some craziness. I see some good. I see a lot of things. People, young people is into all this stuff. I mean, I just recently from y'all news, which is factual news, every time I see something, I say, man, y'all, boy, we be on it. Y'all said our phones were going to be obsolete. I seen a commercial in the below, New York State already saying in the news that your phone 5G, 3G, gone. I'm gonna get ready. That's gone next month. Out of here. January is out the door. 4G is being determined right now. The end game is everybody gonna only be able to function off 5G. Now here's where the time frame of the abomination, desolation. That no one talked about, even your church. All y'all going to church still, ask the preacher to tell you about the abomination, desolation in the book of Daniel. None of them talk about that. Unbelievable. Like, holy shit. Who will write this type of shit? Desolation come. Yeah. The weak shall inherit the earth. But they going to make sure everybody become weak. Whatever this virus, that's why they said they wanted to come back as viruses. Now, I put it on Facebook, Fauci as the savior. If y'all allow Fauci, I'm going to read a book. Just a minute. And put y'all in. I got
in the fight against the virus, they want you to take a quote-unquote booster shot.
Booster shot. They want you to. This is where it gets deep, everybody, because this is how come you got to say, wow, where are we as a species? Are we as comprehensive as we think we are? Because it's been. Dr. Fauci's name is in this book. Here it is. Medical apartheid. When I see that people don't even think about what Fauci did back in that time. In that time. He actually went to Africa. This is what it says. This is coming out the book. Quote. Many African Americans and their medical advocates respond to the outrage belief in 2003 that AIDSvax, the first vaccine, then it went to phase 3 trial. Then it went to phase 1, phase 2, and all this dismissed the worthlessness and abandoned, even though some data indicated it actually protect blacks and Asians from HIV infection quite effectively. the name comes into play, who's all watching all this. I'm going to get to his part right now. Just 500 minority subjects participated. The results were still statistically significant and carried at most 2% possibility that the heart leaned because the results rose by chance. The statistics, long impressive, said Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease, the nation's top infectious disease professional. But among whites, no statistic significance changed in the merging of the two vaccines. Now, he used to have two vaccines, on one on blacks and one on, and rather than, in this book, where his name is in, rather than give out the one that was going to protect us, goes on to read, indicated article, the Vax-Gen denouncement, no fallacy of racial substance groups, no fallacy in tie and trial. They did a whole thing to see if it would work against us or for us. When it started to work for us, Dr. Fauci and them left it at that. They said, oh, well, if we don't help the whites, we ain't going to make it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in page 342 of this sister's great book. And now we are
I have that book. I'm going to note that.
Now we battle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say about this polio vaccine sugar cube. The one I took fucked me and my family up, but I know this white dude, he took the same shit and he had no problem, man. Okay, so that tells me they got two or three different goddamn ethnocentric fucking damn shit. So I ain't taking none of that bullshit, man. When I did the comparison analysis to the, he took the shit, he had no problem, I take it, me and my cousin get fucked up. And that's polio. So you know that they did that on polio, ain't no telling what the hell this damn new shit is.
Well, like I got to say for it, anytime they can push an agenda on this level of making it to, now this one, your Bible scriptures, all your Bible people out there listening, if you don't see this mark of the beast, this is what they said. They are actually comparing this across the world. I just told you. The big beef, everybody, is if the Arabs who got Sharia law say they ain't going to take it, you see they ain't messing with them that much here. Now, how can we watch that?
Right.
And then think we in our right mind. How can we watch where a group is being told you don't have to have it and still get the luxuries? So what populations are they trying to kill? The old or the new? The new trying to get in. The new they bring it in is woof. And then we was talking a lot about family members, because family members are the ones that are the closest ones that can give you heartache.
Silk Road.
So those are the closest people at this point in time. I know everybody thinks the white man, but the real people that's doing a lot of stress on each other is each other. Now, this is where it gets deep. Under the Dr. Fauci rule, there's been a 92% decrease in the common flu since the sniffles were rebranded as COVID-19. Now, this is their own statistics. They says between 20 and 2021, 571 deaths, which is a 92 decrease reported on COVID-19 deaths. Now, the COVID-19 deaths that most of us are hearing, according to their own records, not mine, they are not based off people who was actually COVID. They had major complications when they came in. The hospital's been told to rebrand the common flu.
But the thing is, bruh, does that correlate with the numbers? That's something also we need to be looking at. I mean, I know everybody's line already doing it, but what about the people? They talking about the cold people dying from COVID. Is it the fact that they're not reporting the people who died from COVID after they took the shot?
Right, but
you got all these goddamn athletes, soccer players and stuff falling out, having heart attacks and shit like that, but that doesn't get talked about in the mainstream media. This is after the shot.
Now, I'm going to say this. You seen it, I seen it. We saying this for those who are listening for the first time or starting to listen to what we're talking about on this program here. If you know in your mind it's facts, that means you got to keep that as data. You can't be letting yourself be swayed by bullshit because of somebody that you love or somebody. They will argue to death on stuff, so you got to know when to decrease and increase on energy. If you come into a contact, I'm going to say like these programs we talk, a vampire who takes loves to get you outside and loves to get you hyped up because they can feed off that. They get hyper. That's a vampire. But these are energies that all of us got on this planet.
Rolls Royce. Love don't live here anymore.
That's right. Yeah, and that could be a serious problem. Now, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, the new added thing is with this vaccination. Now, I told you, y'all said it to me. We said to each other on this program through actual experience that people are actually getting upset about this shit, about it mess up their sex life if you get too hyped up with people who don't know how to balance it. So if you got somebody that y'all can work together with it, peace on earth. But if you don't, this is another niche to get everybody at odds. The whole divisional thing is a real thing. I think we should look into the heart of this division, because if everything is considered to be white supremacy, which that's in my psyche as well as y'all's psyche. We've been hearing white supremacy since we was kids. So now we got it in our mind. So it's easy to manipulate what's already in your mind. Do y'all agree? I got the lines open. I'm about to bring some more in here, because manipulation seems to be a major play in this game that we're doing. Let me get
starts
some more
calls. Starts with a seed and it gets watered.
Yeah.
Then it grows.
That's right. That's right. If they keep us arguing on low vibratory frequency, then you won't know how to control the
matrix. There
you go.
Thank you. You said it. Now, that's why the 5G, I just said something important earlier before I take this caller. Y'all heard me say they're going to extinguish 3G, 4G. We're going to be forced to 5G. Now, those of us who didn't take the shot may not get those effects to be turned into a Travis Scott concert. Okay, let me get this caller here.
Hey, everyone, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. So the you're not vaccinated. If you took the vaccine one time, you're not vaccinated. If you took it two times, you're not vaccinated. You're not fully vaccinated until you take that booster shot. Sorry about the echoing. Let me fix that.
You're making an echo. Hold on. I don't know if it's, let me see if it's you. Hold on. Yeah. Try to get in a little more consolidated area because you're making an echo feed. Let me take one more caller. 9025.
What's going on, driver? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. Good to have you, as always.
Hey, I sent some articles to you. Did you get a chance to check those out about the second moon and other planet they just spotted?
Yeah, that's why you heard me mention the moon and the second.
Yeah.
I didn't say the second planet, but that's your part. Go right ahead.
All right, well, you know, it's funny now that, you know, you can hear things and then see it the next, right? Because they have a big fear going on. And like I said, I mean, everything you're saying, you've been right on point on everything. So, I mean, I don't never have a need to try to correct anybody because it is what it is.
No, man, add to it. Just add to it because we might need to know.
All right, well, of course, the abominations of the desolations, that's Obama. You know, that's his name. That's why his name is Obama. He's leader of a nation. That's where the Obama nation come from. And the speech he did in Europe, he stood over everybody and he was calling him president. I don't know if you caught that. And the article mentioned that how he outshined Joe Biden. And so basically he's pretty much the ringleader of it all. And that's his time. And the movie mentioned the Eternals. That was very interesting just hearing that because, I mean, that's pretty much our creation story. But the thing, they're trying to give shots and stuff for mainly the white people because DNA mutates over time. It weakens, right? And it's just like I tell all the Christians, you know, I've never seen a white man and a white woman get together and make another race. So the whole Jesus story, all that other stuff, it's gone. It's finished. It's dead. You know, because of the genetics of everything. So what they're doing they're thinking they're going to counter what's out there, but the fact is that it was a time Bush was president, and one of the shuttles came down from space, and it was supposed to be landing in California or Texas, somewhere that they normally don't land. But at the time, they had taken photos of the things they weren't supposed to take photos of, so the extraterrestrials pretty much crashed them. But we have all these planets sitting out there, and most of the beings are here on the planet. But they're a little bit scared too, because you know our people who's up there, they already, you know, are already making moves. But the problem is that their people are such on a low frequency that we can't, you know, we refuse to, you know, make contact with them. So it's pretty much like you saying, hey, listen, I need y'all to clear out this house. But they don't want to clear out the house. And, you know, I try to give so many directions about you being Ishmaelites, because if you start probing into that, your mind will start shifting, and then you know who your place is and what you must do. Because, I mean, originally the pyramid builders. You know, anybody can break down the science of the pyramid builders, but the mounds, the Eagle Mounds, or the mounds that's all in this country, they're going to be they're still active. They're going to come up out the ground. You know, and so we're gonna run into a whole different frequency. But for right now, is that the white people's DNA?
That sounds just like what I said on the left. Or I'm on the left side of this chart, brother. G, you know I'm talking about that chart. I got the other side. I got to get in my paperwork. But it says the fall of Atlantis. That was a first part. Now it goes into the Tahuti, the trough. All this storm god that we see in these Disney movies and so forth. So these elements somehow are transformed to be these superheroes that's in us. So let me ask you this. This is worldwide, though. So this is not just like a one story that every, because it's universal. The story is the same story across all continents. So how do we explain
that? That's a good word. That's convergence of sound, man. Convergence. But we in the high hole is some ritual. Hey, tomorrow is 11/22. That's the day they shot JFK. Tomorrow, Monday. So that's another doggone sign, man.
and you know, one of my books I wrote that he didn't die, and that they had a microchip in him, and the driver, he reached his arm back, and that triggered a microchip. And his breathing fell short before any of the shooting took place. And Jacqueline, she knew part of it. She was part of that. And so that's why they jumped over him. And then she pretended to marry Onassis and move to Scorpio Island, because Kennedy was considered brain dead and couldn't come back into public life. And the CIA, they run this goddamn shit. I'm sorry, you got excuse me. I'm a little bit upset with them right now. They print out articles like the Sun magazine, these little articles where the average person look at them and say, oh, that's a bunch of BS. But no, they put real stories in there. And Kennedy was reported to have died in either 84 or 83.
Yep. That's why I say it supposedly shot him. And everything is illusion, man. That's why, like, my man, they got you upset now, so you can't use your energy. See, that's why they want us to be arguing and stay at the low vibratory frequency, so you can't, you don't get no argument with nobody. No, go past 3 minutes, so you can know how to use your power, man. Okay, and one other thing, I found out they put melanin in them computer chips, man. That microprocessor you see that's black on the top and gold with all them damn prongs on the end. That's melanin, man. And the processors in the computer, they put melanin, y'all.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow. Now, let me throw this out there. There's a person was born June 6th, 1966. He got 12 other brothers and sisters. Damien. He's the one that's running the computer, the IBM, the 3666 in Belgium. And so he's above Obama. And Obama's next to him, but they're brothers. They're part of the 13th of the children that was born in 1966. And the reason how you can figure that out about Obama, because his father was told to be from Kenya, born in 61, but Kenya didn't get its independence before 63, and it wasn't called Kenya before then.
But some people think Frank Marshall Davis is his daddy, too. It's like, you know, there's a few things out there about who's Obama's daddy, because he mentions Frank Marshall Davis, who's kind of a socialist. But hold on. I'm going to let you put you in. You got your phone better because you was echoing. 9927. You with us still?
No, is it still echoing?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Go. Yeah, you sound better. Go ahead. Go.
Okay, so Robert Kennedy has his book, The Real Dr. Fauci. And I believe it has audio. I want to get that book. But he actually exposes Dr. Fauci, his criminal acts, and how he's been killing people with his pharmaceuticals and everything and experimenting. But a lot of people think he's the mastermind over everything. I think it's Bill Gates still. And he is in the forefront on the Fauci, but Bill Gates is funding everything. He's funding the media now, which is fat. He's funding Fat Check. That's Bill Gates. He's funding Fat Check to go in and cover up the pharmaceutical lies and CDC lies, WHO's lies, all of those lies. I mean, they've been doing this stuff for a long time. I watched Hill, the news media Hill, when the one with the glasses come on and say, oh, I took the shot, the booster shot, because of my family, and this way it'll bring the cases down, and we would be, he just straight up lying. And the sister that's on this shit, she said, I ain't going for that shit. In a way, I'm saying it in my words, but especially she said, I don't believe that. I don't think that's going to drop any cases when it comes to COVID, because they're actually, the COVID is down. Now, she told the truth. And he's sitting up here making excuses on why he his Thanksgiving, he has to take the shot to go visit his family. So she called his ass out and basically told him, you ain't nothing but a fucking punk ass. Because you know that, and he comes out of his mouth and says, well, the therapy is going to work. Now, didn't Fauci and them say it's not a therapy? He kept saying it. Then when you go into the CDC, they're starting a therapy. After they came out, see, they're contradicting themselves. Oh, it's not a gene therapy. Oh, it's not this. But you're contradicting yourself because you're actually telling people it is. You're lying. But you got Bill Gates paying to cover your asses. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. And you know the volcanoes that they're purposely erupting, they're doing that for the lithium, because that's where lithium comes from.
Right.
And so that's why they erupted, and they said they're going to erupt more volcanoes. They don't give a fuck about none of us.
Yeah, that's deep. That's deep, because now we're getting into full control of the planet. And what you always been saying, we're under attack. Now, most people won't read about that. Thank goodness you do. It's actual, factual. They have detonated weaponry to cause that, because the batteries of the future, that's where this so-called stock market that we got going on, build back better to everybody's demise. They got to get the infrastructure. That's one. But they ain't tell you what it really means. That they going to go into the earth and start extracting, and that's the battle. Because over in this part of the world, people already said, you heard it from them, there's mountains everywhere. Believe me, I've been to the Black Hills. I know, they worship these mountains. There's stuff in the mountains and the ground. And again, they need batteries for the future for these new cities they go about to create. And that's the battle. China, y'all just showed me the other day.
Especially with the new electric cars and trucks they're about to come
that's
out
right.
with.
Brother Ramon sent it in a text. I looked it up. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, man, that's a beautiful feat. I said, man, I think we all better take a look at that, because it's almost a game. You got to utilize what they're giving you, because that's the future, really. If they already detonated, the sister just told y'all through facts, they detonating to create on the fault lines so they can create ruptures to get...
Hey, Bones. Lithium is a tranquilizer, man. They keep you calm, man. If you can find some lithium and take some, a mineral, it'll keep you calm and connected, man. That's one reason they want it.
Hey, one thing I want to add to that, you know, the reason why they're doing all these shifts is because the planet is shifting, and so then everything that was on the 22-degree axis power grid is shifting, and so then most of the things that they have will not be functional, and so they're trying to, but like I said, all this stuff is going to come to a crash anyway, so it's like if we can, anytime you can pick up Revelations and look at it and read and see what's going on, then you already know. If you go further, you'll see the end of it and how it failed.
Right.
They're trying to kill the carbon footprint.
This one
they know that we're on this planet physically. And they're trying to kill us off. They're blocking the sun because they don't like the sun. They don't like us. They're terraforming the planet. And they want it to be a mechanical planet. They want it to be a robot planet.
Right.
Because naturally... Right. It is a natural intelligence. It's not an artificial intelligence. It's a natural intelligence. We're natural
Let's get with that. What you said earlier, sister, brother, you mentioned earlier when you first came on, Brother Caddy, you said just the second sun. Remember we've been talking about Nibiru and all this second sun. They got to be in some reality because we getting all these reflections off the planets. We got these moons. Everybody, you named the moon. So obviously the people, if we know it, it behooves us to realize that the people who are able to bring it into fruition knows it as well. So this is why I say sometimes we got to look at this in a kind of a way, right? What is this power that's actually able to be focused and propel this to happen? Mainly as people. We're like an energy source for this. It's like they're going to bring in the best minds to create. It's going to be young people. They're going to take the young people right now. That's
it. They're already doing it.
Already done.
Hey, Bo, did you see the thing? Did you see the thing I sent you with the first AI kitchen or whatever? It's like everything that they do, like in McDonald's and Burger King, where they take the fries out. And all. I sent you the thing about the first AI kitchen, and that shit was scary. And if they're not seeing it, bro, they're not seeing it.
Y'all already seen that commercial with Keenan talking to the appliances and shit. Y'all saw that commercial? With Keenan, that play on Saturday Night Live, he talking to the refrigerator, the microwave, and all that shit.
Now I'm going to say this. To take your soul, now we dealing with these characters I told you about, I don't know if y'all looked them up, but they on what y'all said earlier. Thank you, Brother D, for that. The Rittenhouse Group, they enter technology too, and they enter destruction. Now, I'm going to play this quickly so we can get to the next level of this. Dr. Fauci, y'all. Just take a look at what they telling you and what's going on. Y'all listening, I ain't worried about y'all on this program. But the dose in the family, your family members, beloved ones, whoever you're dealing with, they may use a trick where your insurance will be tied into this. You have a power to say no.
Mm-hmm.
If your insurance get hooked up into this COVID, we warn you. You can say all that you want. We will be on the run. It will be not the same if they pull these three stunts. These three stunts is based off everybody who's got ears to hear, eyes to see, and a mouth to speak. If they get into your bank account, which is another one, and be able to monitor every transaction, then it is already fulfilled. That's all I'm gonna say. If the third one is, if people around this area of the 10 regions don't wake up and they take your food supply away, which is definitely what California is all about. They know that time is of essence, so they're going to use the five senses to get everybody. That means your shelter, your house, your travel, everything will be cartels if we let these three things happen, and that is the confiscation of guns. If you allow
for
the
five senses,
guns,
that means if you're not using no common sense, you won't let this shit happen, in other words.
That's pretty much it.
Hey, Dry Bones, let me say something about the weapon. Let me say something about the weapon collection. Do you know that extraterrestrials can make lead not work? So it doesn't matter how many goddamn guns and shells that you got. If they just deactivate all that shit, what you going to do?
Well,
That's right. That's what I keep telling y'all. They can make these bullets don't even work. Them little guns, that's why you better go up to the sound. So, okay? Get them sounds.
Well, you know,
Russia's bomb that they released was shot down by United States satellite weapons.
Hey, yeah, I sent y'all the article about Israel. That's what they using, man. The weapons they using to jam all these systems with EMS.
Yes, I read that too, brother.
Yeah, well, again, y'all send everybody. That's why I leave. I try to hit as much as we can from all that y'all send, because y'all send it, and it comes to be that this is what's actually being worshipped and followed, not just by us, by extraterrestrials. We've been saying that ancient aliens. I never forget going to the thing, and we mentioned it to them. It's definitely something that's a power out there. And again, it goes with what y'all said with the early Eternals. But the Eternals were creating. And just because you create a mutation, end of the story, it's still your mutation, if it's genetically. And then we're going to do a show this year for sure, before this year go out, on the sacred cult of the albinos. And we're going to see if y'all stories that y'all been taught by all groups will add up. That's a hell of a story to have a genetic mishap, then drive it into a region on burning sands to put it in a region and lock the key and then say, you don't know why this is happening. That's really interesting.
Hey, that's why I keep telling y'all. It's a series on CW. It's called the 4400, man, where people that look like us were taken out on the time capsule and then came back, and all of them had special powers to manipulate the metaverse with their thoughts, man. And that stuff is true. They're putting it right in front of our face, the powers that we got.
Hey, did you know that before we used to communicate with each other without phones? I mean, we as black people, we did. Levitation was nothing.
We doing it
right.
Teleport. We actually doing it now. We doing it now because
But
then what's that? Okay, then let's ask ourselves this question, because there was a period of time where time was supposed to be, according to y'all belief in books, if I put a seal on something and unlock it only for me, because that's what that scripture say, I'll deal with Cain and his children. Who is this dealing with person that is going to deal with Cain? He said, leave him for me. Don't let nobody touch him. Ain't that what it say?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, if nobody's going to touch this cat, then we really need to step back and then let this happen then. Because according to what y'all just said, we can't stop it, basically, because they got these weapons. Listen to some of y'all.
Oh, yeah, we can stop it.
But the consensus is, I heard somebody say that how can we stop? They can stop bullets. Y'all said they can stop bullets and everything, no matter how much weapons we get. So then we're going to have to come up to the fact that they do got laser weapons. We know they got laser weapons.
But the people who can dismantle that look like us. That's the whole thing.
Right.
When you see the aliens,
if they're willing to kill me, let's go with that. They gonna willing to kill me. They still want to kill me if they look like us. Still,
All it is when you people die, they move to the next level, man. So it's energy being transformed, man, to a higher level. And what
I would agree with that premise. That's what we all say we strive for. That's in every religion, even the Christians who listen now. say the same thing. When they die, they say they go to Jesus. Same scenario, just they say go to Jesus. So it's the same thing, just that you saying
going to the light, man.
To the light. He said he lied to the world.
It's all energy.
So he lied to the world, so it's like the same story. It's like the same, but I'm not saying that story too. I'm just saying that everybody got this story. So I'm trying to figure out now that we know that it's an evil. We know it's a good. We know it's a good. We got that part. This evil part that look like us is really us too, right? That's what, I mean, because if it looks like what you're actually saying, they look like us who got this. Yeah, but that must be an evil side is willing to kill this many people to fulfill. Now,
it's all about how you use your energy, man. It's all about how you use your energy, man, for good or bad.
And they always
try to make dark evil, right? They always try to say something dark is evil. All right, so you flip them words around. Dark is beautiful, man. Okay, so every time these devils want to talk about something dark and light and all that, so it's all energy, man. And like my man Sean Caddy say, we got the power, but they keep us arguing with each other over stupid-ass shit. You won't know how to use your energy, man.
Well,
that's why it's
a powerful premise, because if they still got us arguing like y'all all saying, that means they still got power over us, because we still doing what you said that we seen parents and them the same doing. So I'm saying, as our species on that level where we think we free, and then, you know, that we really under the thing. Because how can somebody keep saying, y'all saying it yourself? We always doing it. How many times you been to the barbershop
and beauty shop,
you hear the same thing. Why are we saying the same thing that we've been doing?
Yeah.
Where's progress at in this? And to y'all, give me an analogy that. Have we progressed?
Could you see?
We still saying the same thing.
Yeah, some of us.
I say it's progression, especially like on your show, because the fact that you're bringing up things that are outside of normal talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like people keep saying the Bible and Christianity bullshit. The Christianity has nothing to do with the Bible. Bible existed before Christianity was even a thought. But they keep trying to tie
it's
it
all
in
energy,
and using Jewish practices and converting them to some weird homosexual type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like like the priests, they talking about gays being wrong, but yet they got to be single in a church. So what are they?
Well, you know,
that's where
this eunuch stuff come from. So now we talking about the perversion, because again, I've tried to tell people, I said, you know, I never tried to find it just come to you, say, wait a minute. So what y'all saying, it's got to be something else doing it. Sex been going on for a long time. They got sex temples all over the earth for energy zones. Energy zones where they have human all through Asia, Thailand, they black, all through the Malaysia Islands, parts of here, there's totems of dicks. I'm saying that obviously the creation story is universal. Everybody know, but something had to be a malfunction because why is women in this time when we all say we're going into the age of the women, it look like we are, aren't we? I mean, but look at the direction. Is it what we thought the women would be doing? I don't know. I don't know what y'all was thinking, but that Bible story about Mother Mary of God and all that, that's the same story of ISIS. Same story.
It is. It is, but there's just too
I don't have a problem with it no more. When I hear Mary, my mind goes ISIS all together. It's not like my mind say, oh, it's just Mary. I know what Mary means now.
We can communicate with telepathy, man. Just think about somebody. Y'all have thoughts in it. It's all the power, bro. Ain't nothing new under the sun, man. All we just got to do is remember our power, man.
But that's energy. Now, some people say what we're doing on this phone is energy because they need to hear, to connect.
Right.
We need to know there's like minds. Y'all said last week the egregore. Brother D said the egregore. Like minds. So obviously that's in the Bible because, again, the Bible
and
don't come
they don't have
everybody.
To be in the same city, same state, or same house with you.
That's right.
Right. See, that's another story that we got to tell, too, because people don't think when they say, well, Jesus' brother wasn't out of his own lineage. Well, that's where this story comes from, where you're in the same lineage but not of the same minds. And that mind story is a deep story because a lot of people can't even have these conversations for over 2 hours.
That's just like I ain't worried about y'all. What happened Saturday? Going to Sam's Club, holding up the line for 20 minutes because you got to put on a mask and gloves to get outside and pump some gas. I ain't worried about y'all doing that dumb shit.
No.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't. You see, that's the thing. I want people to know if you could travel and we would, man, it's like a cold. Everybody ain't vaccinated. They've been lying with the numbers, too. So don't think everybody vaccinated because they've been telling you this shit. They want you to believe that everybody's doing it. They have a problem with people complying. They got a big problem with this. I hope people realize this. So what they're going to do is lie on media, and like y'all just said, sight and sound. Y'all been saying it. We watch a lot of music. We listen to a lot of sight, and we hear a lot of sound. And that's what's doing. Let me take a break. I got to play this one clip for y'all, man, because, again, y'all, brother always says that war. I told you, one thing about all y'all, bring up all y'all own thoughts because you are the dry bones.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at NIH.
As the world grapples with the coronavirus, immunologist Dr. Anthony Fauci has once again become a public force that translates complex medical information into everyday language.
When you talk to a group like this, how do you talk the language? Sometimes you just get, the average person gets lost.
Well, you have to make sure you're understood. And I make it a very important goal that you don't want to impress people and razzle dazzle them with your knowledge. You just want them to understand what you're talking about.
Fauci has been one of the key advisors to the White House and Department of Health and Human Services on the virus and how to combat it.
If we do not successfully do what I just said, prevent infections from coming in and dealing with the ones we have, this is a bad virus. Certainly, it is conceivable that if we don't do that, you could get as bad as Italy. But I don't think we're going there if we do the kinds of things that we are publicly saying we need to do. We need to be very serious about, for a while, life is not going to be the way it used to be in the United States. We have to just accept that if we want to do what's best for the American public.
His approach to the coronavirus started with containment, mitigation, an increase in testing, and developing treatments and vaccines, something he's learned from his decades-long career as one of the government's top infectious disease experts. Fauci was born in Brooklyn on Christmas Eve, 1940, into an Italian-American family. He grew up delivering prescriptions to customers from his father's pharmacy. Fauci graduated first in his class at Cornell Medical College and joined the National Institutes of Health in 1968 to fulfill his military service during the Vietnam War. He was appointed director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in 1984.
I believe now that we have the agent in hand, that the amount of effort and energy that's being put into it by biomedical sciences, that within a reasonable period of time, we'll have a lot of these answers.
Fauci is no stranger to leading the federal response to public health crisis. His career spans 6 presidents and over 30 years of research. In the 1980s, his career heavily focused on the HIV/AIDS crisis.
I'm working directly on AIDS, both clinically and from a basic science standpoint.
He cared for dying patients, met with patient advocates, and has helped shape initiatives to end HIV in the United States.
But if you look at the history of bioterrorism and other types of attacks against the United States and other nations, it dates back to a variety of things, such as in the early 80s, the Tylenol episode, the
In 2001, he helped the public understand the health dangers of anthrax and bioterrorism.
The SARS situation is a little bit more serious than run-of-the-mill, in fact, substantially more serious than run-of-the-mill influenza.
In 2003, it was the SARS outbreak.
Our patient, Nina Pham, is free of Ebola virus.
And in 2014, Ebola. Fauci has spent his career in lab.
Now, you just heard Fauci for the first time was in medical apartheid, thanks to that Sister Washington for putting that book out. Those of you guys, you should get that book. It'll make you have a new perspective on science. And if you want to talk about superheroes and everything, isn't it always a scientist are behind usurping the power of these, whatever it is, or creating something abnormal to be the power, and then ends up diabolically either getting killed or something. This is mostly the movies. Every movie is either scientist. They scientists.
Yep.
Iron Man, scientist.
Doc,
Dr. Nemo.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Everybody's a scientist.
Dr. Frankenstein.
The Avengers, the Age of Ultron, Dark Dick, Bruce Banner, Tony Stark creating AI.
Now, this man's been in every episode of diseases, and let's be honest, he never, ever did not tell the people that he was first giving it to the gays in San Francisco. This is well documented.
Yeah.
He was behind them getting it. He was giving them shots, and they were getting it. And then after they did that, they went to other people. And then they went to said now it was no more gay disease, which possibly, surely not. They don't look like they got a disease in the world. All I know is everybody was now told that Africa and the blacks of Africa or the blacks of certain countries had this thing. Then he went into saying SARS. SARS is COVID, everybody. SARS is COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how can we sit back again, even in this state of mind that we own these programs, and it's going to be hard. Even we got to speak out now. So it's gonna, because if they get a hold of your medical, that's the cult of Caduceus. Thank you, Dr. Deborah Blair. That was a lot of knowledge that day. I mean, man, that cult of Caduceus, that snake cult, that serpent cult, ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. And they will stop the DNA. You will not be of your same self, which is what they want. That way you cannot transform into the afterlife. How about that one for a movie? Let's get ready to rumble. We're about to get it. It's about to be at the high noon hour. And that is about what's going on. Let's get some more going on before we get shortened out. Let's take it up there. We know what's happening. Y'all know. Get ready, B-Low. Get ready. We're about to do this thing.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. TV fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with a fake titty, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers. When a rich nigga won't you,
won't you?
Welcome to Oh Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio.
radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right, welcome back to the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We got our bones on the line all over the 10 regions. And let me just say, Antoinette, thank you for doing a great job. You know, sometimes we got to change up, but we're looking to do some more because we're going to transfer some things because guess what? Things are changing. You can cash at me at Drybones7. Also, you can give donations to whatever organization you feel that can help you survive in your area. That would be a number one thing. And I look for some of that out there that's around you because guess what? You are going to have to connect with somebody. If it ain't with yourself, some higher or some power must connect. Now, let's get busy. On Wednesday nights, again, 9 o'clock, Brother Eddie, love you. Brother Ray, hope everything's good. Much love to the B-Lo family. Sorry about my condolences. Go out to you. You know that. Much love to y'all out there. And we're going to keep this this knowledge flow moving. Let me just say this. There's a lot of money out there. I don't know how you're getting it. That's on you. But they're gonna boatload our asses to death, especially those who are not working. I don't know if y'all noticed, but people are not working. I don't know if it's a lie. These businesses are saying, I need help. I need help. You got family members say they need jobs. I don't know what to say. All I do say is that illusion. We don't know yet.
Can you hear me?
It's the mom and pop businesses that went under. Well, I can only speak here for Illinois, but as far as these other big box, you know, chain restaurants and stores, whatever, they thriving, but they've been knocking the mom and pop businesses out of the box though. So there is some truth to that.
Yeah. So if the mom and pop, if people are not working, and I'm even seeing, when I say mom and pop, I'm talking like the ones who was able to get a franchise. You know, some families can get a franchise. They can't find workers either. And some of the franchises.
No, they shutting them down here. They closing down.
Hey, according to their numbers, they say 4 million people quit their jobs in August, man. That's the story I heard. 4 million people just walked off their jobs and say, fuck it.
Yeah. And Illinois has the highest numbers of people quitting their job and almost like in the region.
All right, sister, I hear you. Go ahead. Jump in.
Okay. OSHA stopped the mandate because of the big corporations losing money, people walking off the job. That's why OSHA denied that
Right. This is kind of new, because OSHA was being told the mandate. Now they were using the federal power, which is the House of Caesar, to try to mandate. These terms are ancient too. Everybody, this ain't like this made up shit. These are things that are precursors to gods, where they can mandate and tell you without any powers of rights to do it. So that's kind of where we are.
Going back what the sister was saying, bro, backing up what she was saying now, just because you mandate one thing in one state don't mean they're going to mandate another. I'm going to give you an example, just like what happened here. The governor of Tennessee is advocating for, people from here in Illinois and other states are mandating the vaccines to come there and get a job, especially if you're in law enforcement. They said Lightfoot was trying to make you get a shot. You know, fuck it. Come to Tennessee. We'll give you a job. You ain't got to worry about no mandates.
Florida did that, too.
Florida did it, too. Exactly. The southern states, all states.
So we head into, that's what I say, reality, time travel. Is this another reality of the same time travel? Let me go to let me get some more calls. They jumping on here.
And alternate universes.
484853. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Greetings, bro. I mean, thing about your platform, Dry Bones, man. Y'all touch on things so damn fast. By the time you bring somebody in queue, bro, they like south of the border and y'all down there on the coast of Georgia and shit. You know, if anybody knows 95. about 600 miles away or some bullshit, man. Yeah, but what I wanted to add is with this thing that's going on, just imagine if the white people that realize that this shit is detrimental and that they've been lied to, and the black people realize that they've been lied to, and they join forces, going back to the Constitution. When the mm-hmm. government gets tyrannical, because the government is, only thing the government is a representative for the elites. You know, didn't Trump fire Fauci? Remember that? Trump and his boys and his people were on an airplane. Everybody got sick. I think even the vice president, Pence, got sick. They tried to say that Trump got sick too, but Trump denied it or whatever the case may be. And something happened and he fired Fauci because he knows that this thing is right. bullshit.
Right.
Meaning, every election there was another virus. They did some tests on the AIDS virus, I think, in the mid-80s in another country. I think it was England. Fauci went over there and got the records, and nobody's seen the records since. They found out a lot of, you know, information about the AIDS virus, and Fauci took that shit and hid it, you know. But one more thing I'd like to add. How old is the coca leaf? How old is the opium poppy? Our ancestors, the people of the earth, been using that stuff for millions of years. Ain't nobody turned that shit to powder. Neither one of them. So I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Dr. Rabbi Abby Finkelstein, but he talks about all the things that the Kazarian has done, all the things that
the world tells. Yeah, he tells a lot. He wears a garb and everything, and I like him. He goes in. He goes in on that Kazarian enterprise, which is very powerful. Everybody, to this day, let me just say this so y'all don't get this twisted. When I look up the people in power, I look up everything. All of them are Jewish, practically. Walensky, you name it. Yellen, all of them are part of
Rockefeller, Oppenheimer.
Part of that cabal that we just said, that fighting off this was the offshoots of all this. And, of course, the Swiss banks. And then you got the Dutch invasion. I mean, they tell you what they did. They got the Medici banks, the Lombard banks, and the Italian banks. And then they got the Order of Malta. And from that on, we've been under this duress without people realizing the history of it. And, of course, this is what paying tribute about. But then when we get extraterrestrial on people, it kind of, like, scares them off. You know why? Because many of us don't like to say we didn't do it. You know, if we say extraterrestrials came, and then I say, well, where the extraterrestrials landed? Some say they landed in South Africa. Now, again,
Credo Mutwa.
Yeah.
They are.
And then, and now, when I looked at that, I see that you got people, these shamans all over the earth, say that when something happened, they would eat the damn thing. Now, I go and look up crazy rituals just to see what people do, because, you know, that's not part of the ritual here, at least not that I know of. Where you be eating the blood and the hands of different people. Well, they said they ate aliens. They said they ate an alien. That was the whole thing.
Y'all know Biden is dead. You know that,
man
had two aneurysms back in 1988. They claimed he survived that. No,
that's where we're going.
We're
who's to say
clones
that they
right
transformed
now,
their bodies? Now, go ahead with that. Go ahead with the Biden thing, because y'all just said earlier. Y'all said earlier, just so everything connects, about Kamala Harris giving those amount of time. Look at the time again. Somebody repeat that time and go look them numbers up. Look
85 minutes. 85 minutes.
13.
Yeah, 13. There you go. And then I just told you Friday the 13th. Didn't I just say Friday 13th was the 1307? That's when they did all the Templars going into the, I'm telling you, that's where the war continued to. And that's that 13th. Now, the other side I ain't got. I'm going to do the other side next week. That's the side of the East, where you see the Kingdom of Babylon, the Judea, the Khazar, and the side. Did it, but when you see where they end up in the Brotherhoods of the Talmud, the middle one is always the deep one. The Rahadites, which is the, I mean, this is amazing that this is even out here like this, that we could look, if we were to study this at an early age, we would have mastery of what is happening to us, because it's almost unbelievable to, even to my mind, to say we let this go through all this to get to this. It's almost like amazing.
Yep.
But let me just play this for y'all right quick before, because this is about math. This is about math. Frequency. Brother West, I'm going to let you talk soon. We finish this one because I want to get this started. There's a grid. Y'all all know about it. It's in everything. It's that when we lay ourselves out, it's called a dodecahedron. Just listen to 2 minutes of this and let yourself know they are watching the earth like the watchers of Ezekiel.
Algorithm. So here's the DNA. It does this double helix little slinky thing, and you get this ratio of the long wave to the short wave in the DNA. That's ultraviolet, and yet your DNA is comprised of sound waves coming from your heart, which is bliss or euphoria. The sound wave is the long wave. It's the envelope, the wave on the wave, the carrier wave in ratio to the envelope. The answer lies folded in an envelope. So here's what happens mechanically. You're there, your heart's singing, you're feeling passion, there's a sonic ponytail, a phonon wave, that mechanically braids your DNA like a snake charmer, da-da-da-da-da, right? And so your DNA responds to coherent sound from the heart, like your thymus is a catcher's mitt, and won't shrivel if there's bliss, yeah? And so the sound of your heart and the bliss coming from your heart cause your DNA to know how to braid. Braiding DNA, is emotion the weaver? Yes, emotion controls the braid of DNA, and therefore which RNA is exposed. And therefore emotion is the programmer for DNA. You see? We know that emotion programs DNA. You get depressed, you get a cold. The virus is DNA. The new information is how. The how is that this low-frequency, long-wave sound coherence, the phonon ponytail of the heart, creates a braiding algorithm which creates this compression wave to implode in your DNA. In German, bliss is called Glückseligkeit. Yes? Do I have that correct there, dear? I do? See? Thank you, dear. So Glückseligkeit comes from, I'm sure I haven't pronounced it right, though, have I? Oh, okay. Thank you. So Selig means to have a soul, selig, selige, yeah? And Glückseligkeit means to have bliss. So to have bliss contains the idea of having a soul. In other words, you don't get a soul if you didn't get bliss. And that's the physics. The physics actually is that your DNA is not mechanical unless you're able to have bliss or passion. So the ignition of your...
I'm not going to go too far, it's a long tape, but just what Brother West was saying, sound waves and so forth. Let's go with what you were saying. I'm going to put the premise together
up,
how we were talking. Now, the sound wave here,
right on the money, man.
He's saying that we got to have bliss. Now, that goes with the way in the heart. A lot of us know that what killing most people today, especially in our dichotomy, is stress.
Stress.
Heart heavy laden. Ain't that part of the scripture? Heavy laden of heart. Meaning that disruption of bliss, disruption of euphoric to bring in that transmission of feeling alive. Now, if people are able to destroy that, give us the answer, because you've been saying it. So blocking it out is the key. But go ahead, let me hear from you on that one, because you've been saying that for years.
Yes, sir. Because
you
get dis-ease. You don't feel good. You got uneasy. You got dis-ease. Because you're right, because the man broke it on down, man. Like I said, when you hear the word universe, mean the convergence of sound, man. That's what burst is. When you hear that word burst, that's sound, man. Your heartbeat emits sound, man. Your brain wave. This shit beautiful, man. That's the serpent and the snake, too, man. That wave is a snake, man. And you got to know how to ride that wave and just roll with it. And then when you get sharp, you don't be arguing with people. You know how to control your burst, man. With your words, what you admit is your magic wand, y'all. So whether you say good or bad, it's going to happen, man. It's beautiful,
and
man.
The magic wand, like I say, a snake charmer. That was an illustration. I actually seen that. It actually showed you the DNA. It actually up on it. It has a spiral. I mean, it's almost, it's just magnificent that all these in the body is creating it, and it has a fighting mechanism. It will fight off.
Yeah, that's why the sound control water, man. Your water will fight off.
It's amazing when you see it. When you see it live, you'd be like, wow, that's amazing to see how in your body we create our own dis-ease in our own body, which we've been hearing for all our lives practically. But when you see the signs of seeing it, like they got the, that was a lie. They shoot stuff in the DNA. Y'all seen it before, but when you watch it, say, man, look at this. We like worms. We like a zygote. We actually amphibian beings first, like a damn tripod. So basically, it's a real deep concept of what we are. So basically, when you see that, you look at the divine, and I see how these scientists do it. I'm not even science, and I'm not that bright. You can say, well, damn, if I'm looking at it, I know they get to see it firsthand. That's where they could. That's where they could mutate good and evil.
Can I add to the equation?
Okay. You just like what you were speaking on about the producers. The main thing that this beast does is bastardize everything. So what I'm speaking to is main part of propaganda and to pull people out of themselves, they oversex society. Sex is a magic weapon, just like it says in the Bible. When you find a good woman, a prudent woman, you find a good thing. Because you're masculine and feminine energy together. Not male, female, not man and woman, masculine and feminine, universal principle. Okay, so now you're having sex with that divine being, and you're a divine being also. You don't release your seed. You let that energy from your ejaculation or your explosion nourish your brain. That's Jacob's ladder. That's that electric energy elevating and anointing your crown to make you, to give you Christ consciousness. That's what Christ really means. It really means anointed. You're using your waters of life from the base of your spine, your lower chakra, and you're taking it up to your highest chakra and nourishing your brain. That keeps you balanced. That gives you clarity. You can see into all worlds, just like what y'all talking about astral traveling and all of that shit. You know, that perfect union and harmony, you can manifest whatever. But their intent is to pull you out of yourself, going back to bastardizing things and overusing sex, overusing drugs, sex and drugs and rock and roll. You know what I'm saying?
So duality.
All of these.
But
things,
is there a balance too? Because it's a duality, obviously. Is there a balance that you can partake in all these good, the fruits of all? You know, if you use that analogy of the tree of knowledge, which is a cool leaning on. So you have your power to take that of which is that of which is good and evil, basically.
If you're in your balanced mind, if you have a wise mind, yes. But other than that, it's easy for
to manipulate.
And Anakin to be corrupted to use the dark side. You know what I'm saying? It's easy.
Well, I mean, they show us that.
Those lower emotions
you can see,
to take
but
over.
But the question, the reason why I ask that, because, again, I like to watch a lot of pathology shows like Fatal Attraction. And watching Fatal Attraction, these are the two, what you just said, spiritual male and female principle to getting together. And it all is bliss. That's that beginning. All hearts are bliss.
Yeah.
Happiness is abode. And somewhere in between time, as you travel through it, like my man say, love don't live here anymore. People turn into a demonic force that they say they don't even know why they did it. So we can snap in and out of consciousness in certain facets and won't know why we did a thing. So that kind of makes us a very volatile being in a lot of ways. Let me get some more people out there. I know y'all waiting.
Let me say this real quick. That's why the fastest wave, you got sound, and then you got light and photons, but the fastest damn thing in the whole universe is thought. Okay, before you even damn get butt naked with a woman or whoever you screw it, you're going to have that thought first. Ooh, I want to get
your
that.
Mind.
Now, the woman already know who she gonna give it up to when she see you. Okay, so she had that thought first. I don't give a damn what you say or do. It's still gonna be up to the woman, but she gonna be to give it a bit.
Yeah.
That thought,
thought is a conception into, because you make it into physical. Yeah, so all thoughts are physical. So yeah, I can see that because again, you're talking. and her thoughts got to be. But then there's different pretexts to why people do things with the person they with. I can only look at what through life what we've seen. But I say this: when a brother and a sister get together, it is bliss, and it can turn into a deadly game within time, within a small bit of time, depending on the psyche, the thoughts of these individuals. And that's why it's always important to know who you have a baby with, because you don't know she's crazy until after 7 months you found out. So
that's why you got to find somebody
vice versa.
On your same vibe.
I ain't taking away from the sister too. Brothers too. Brother, they finally got a crazy man.
Hey,
a stalker.
I want to
ask.
That's why.
What do you think about Snoop Dogg's new album? Because
one more thing about that. The Hindu Indians.
Somebody got gnawed.
Always.
It ain't me.
The Hindu Indians always bring people together in reference to astrology. They use the chart of insemination, and use the chart when you come out of the womb, your that baptism. They find somebody that complements.
I didn't hear about the Hindus. I don't. How the Hindus get in there?
By astrology. No, because of what they use to manifest great individuals and great families. Just like Claude Anderson said.
Male
and female energy.
But the Hindu. Okay, let's go with this. The Hindu people that come over or come to this country and even their countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you meet them, I met quite a few people in different things. Some happy to be here. Some still love to be, you know, got the duality of being there and home. But they still got different restrictions than we got over here. They not as they very restrictive of their women, mainly the Pakistanians that we see, especially during the Yemenis that we see in the country. You don't even see their women around them, the men. The men look like they got pure power. Pure power. Maybe it's a fake pure power, but overall, you don't see the women in none of their stores practically at all unless, you know, they doing something in the back.
You know why?
If a different culture. But let's say this. They still believe the same thing because Jesus Christ is out of Hinduism, Christos. So they got the same story. And then look at CERN. Look at all the gods of Egypt and India. They're very similar. Very similar. So let's just say that those people do have a high, the Kama Sutras from India, supposedly.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it. Yeah. You know, the sex magic is there. So could they be using Kamala as a snake charmer? Because that's what they do. They say they use charm. And if you know how to shapeshift and go in a different body, how do we know? Like you said, the sister says Biden's dead. Let's just take that premise. I ain't saying it's factual. I'm just saying this sounds pretty interesting. Because if he is dead,
yesterday
proved something. It said on that news, the back what she said, he said he had aneurysm. Sure did on the news yesterday. Said he had a surgery. So does he act like a real human being? Let's take that premise. This man don't answer no questions. Turns around like a robot and go right back to where he's going. Now, it is very suspicious. I'm just going to use your premises.
Yeah, hey, drop on.
Can it be?
Is that video that they sent out, y'all, whoever sent that out about that bitch you, about how they doing all the illusion with the mask and all this shit, man?
Right.
And the robots, man, that broke it on down right there, man. Whoever sent that out, bro, I appreciate that, man. Y'all, they broke it on down, man.
That's Bitshu. Bitshu is very good. For those who know, it's been around for a minute. We all been on there and been some beautiful. That's where you get a lot of the feedback from the vaccine fighters is on Bitshu. All who talking against the vaccines, all kind of stuff is on there. And again, these are alternative news just like this is. This is just why we deal with them because you can't get no news source from the regular news people, everybody. If you listen to the news, other than just to see what's really going on with the hood or something, but following what they all say the same thing. I can go to Florida, New York, Atlanta, you name it, Georgia. They all got a script. The news is scripted. And like sound, you watching them visually and you're hearing they sound. And you know why they always use the same person over and over? Because that sound, that newscaster or whatever, newscaster, gives you the sound you need to believe news.
One question. I like to go back to the beginning when the Caucasian was brought here, when they were brought here. Okay. Just like what the brother said. If you're having trouble in your estate or jurisdiction with this poke, you come to Louisiana and get in law enforcement or whatever the case may be, because they ain't about it. As they slowly took over each territory and changed the names of them or whatever the case may be, that's why I call it the United States, individual thing, just like the members of your body. Just like what you were saying earlier about how we have to talk to ourselves. We have to bring things into ourselves and ask our own spirit what this means and is this for me, whatever the case may be. Things, for some reason, are starting to go back to that. Look how long Texas wanted its independence from the system, but yet Social Security and the educational books are printed in Texas.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of states that's trying to separate from the corporation and become independent.
The corporation is headquarters in Delaware.
Right.
That's where Biden is.
Where's Delaware? Delaware is the capital city. Is Washington.
Yeah, but that's where the corporations. That's where all the corporations in Delaware. That's why Biden is. They do. It's like I looked at how the corporations that place of Delaware and Virginia, man, they got the worst. I don't even see how blacks can say anything. They got the worst laws for blacks in those two states. That is unbelievable. So people don't know the laws sure.
But just like you're saying, Delaware and Arizona and I think Texas is a good place to address your corporation, but Virginia is a commonwealth. So it goes back to those old fiction and statutory laws and stuff like that. Commonwealths aren't exactly the greatest. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Commonwealths aren't exactly a good place for common people who don't know law. Corporations and stuff like that will thrive in a commonwealth. You know, this is the thing, again, you got to go back to just like what you said earlier. You got to define these words in the common term. Well, I'm going to add to it. In the common term, and then you got to look at what they mean in corporate structure. Just like, for example, the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
They said to Jesus, they said, Abba, when we're alone, meaning you and the 12 disciples, you speak to us plainly. But when you're out amongst the multitude, he's talking parable. He says, such is the kingdom of heaven. That still goes back to the inside of you because the kingdom of heaven is within. So what the real code and what the real truth of this existence and this game is, it's not for the faint at heart. Think about our families. There's so many different personalities in our families. Think about right now. You can't have a conversation with most people in your family. They say you're crazy. They see you coming. They run like hell.
Right.
Anybody come
that's the premise for this type of program, because we knew that people such as ourselves, you love your family, but you're not going to be able to sit down and even come to a conversation where it could lead, you know, that could lead to even getting bigger and better in certain aspects. It's all about compromise as well, but when it comes down to something that, and I'm just being honest, when you know something made up, you're like, this is really made up. I'm not going to argue with you if I don't know all the way. I'm just going to try to get, but if I know this is made up, I try to be at least nice, but our people is willing to believe a lie, just like that. A magic book. I think that book is very real to people, because maybe there's levels of learning that book, that Bible. I mean, it does not mean the same thing for everybody, obviously. But all I can say is, it says you're going to become lovers of lies, and actually, that's what has become of much of a society. They will go and kill a group, run down a group on a lie. And the fact that your kids can't read good, they'll run away from that. They'll run to go get somebody on some Facebook shit, but the kids can't read good in school, won't show up for that type of shit, or won't help for that. And then you wonder why all this is happening now. Now I keep telling y'all could love us and say y'all love blacks, that's fine, because we all do, because we got black families and black people in our family and all the groups we've been around and all our families, that's fine. But whatever's on this earth got us fighting uses what my man say, the isms. He always say the isms. And this racism was a very deep word, because I just told y'all earlier that Somalia, Syria, and Pakistan, 19 vaccination workers. Does that make them bad people? I don't know. We're going to do some judgment on that one because, see, this is where I'm going with this. See, it says that the Sharia law, which is right around us, just go to any black neighborhood and you'll see Sharia law. You'll be like, okay, so are they exempt? And then now the question is whether or not it's a corporation or not. That means that then we part not even part of the corporation. We've been what? Devalued? Because anything you be devalued, they'll get rid of you and bring a new group in to take over. So are we being usurped?
That's like what that they did. That's what they did. That was this group of migration coming from the east. They are going to be the new slave labor because, like you say, they're so happy they're gonna have a new way of living. Supposedly, even though they're gonna still have their traditional, but they're gonna embrace this way of living, the new coming. What's his name?
The New America.
Yeah, the New America. What's his name? The backbone of the Roman Empire. What's his name?
Caesar.
Anyway, Caesar. Dracos.
Oh, Dracos.
They're gonna embrace this new law, so and everything that's coming with it, and they're gonna gladly do it. The mixations, everything. This culture, it's going to a new level. You know,
Let's go with that. Let's go with what you said, because now I'm looking at commercials, and I'm seeing the Caesar picture with the gambling, full fledged.
Yeah.
Then I go back to this chart that I got, that you got the other half. I got to get the other half. We got it's so big. When I made that big copy, this is where you get the call of the Baphomet, the Habsburg dynasty,
and
the papal bloodline,
see,
the Medicians, the Unum Serum. Now that Unum Sanctum, now that's a deep thing with the Pope did. That Unum Sanctum.
Yeah, we see it in sports world. You know, in certain athletes. You know,
the
Cam Newtons. The Cam Newtons, the metrosexual looking, you know, that borderline looking, but all this, you know, it's crazy. Even back to the football player, you know, unmistakably,
Kaepernick.
You know, with violence.
Yeah, you see, beat the chick up. Did you see the football player, everybody? Through his girlfriend, through the TV.
But. The whole thing looked like a setup, though.
I saw that.
The only thing that was the way they could finally get them. But see, girl, that's how much they groom these young ladies to go after this
right.
money. This is the price that they pay in the end. But these girls are groomed to go after athletes on that athletic level. You know, the water girls, things like that. Then they marry them. Then they have kids, and their kids, and they groom them. They groom them for this money.
Now they groom us. Hold on, because y'all mentioned athletes. Let's stay on athletes because you know it's coming toward that time. Let's mention these athletes now. You got LeBron and you got the basketball player for the Celtics, Cantor, talking about China. And then you got the chick missing in China, the tennis star. You got Serena and all Asaki and all them getting into this, like where the Chinese got the chick and she making a almost like a movie. Y'all think about it. Here's a Chinese star missing. It's almost like a James Bond or a Mission Impossible.
She was involved with one of the ministers within the Chinese party. Posted some, and you ain't seen her since. She was off the map.
Now they brought a fake ID saying that it's her somewhere. She's okay. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know how that works. But let's look at this. Here's where it goes. The Chinese proved that they had controlled the NBA, everybody. Y'all know that. We did programs. Y'all heard people talk about this. Y'all been on programs about it. Now, if this is the case, why are we listening to the athletes, so much? I mean, they was actually like our, you know, they got the young people listening to them so much that I guess it was the same when we were young as well at that level of listening to people. But it's like we know they're getting paid by entities. And then the Chinese just paid for tennis, gave big money for tennis, and gave big money for the NBA. So they're not going nowhere, and they could be, you know, they're using court cases now. It's like it's come and become everything we do is politicized and white supremacized. Now I'm going to go with the facts.
Wokeism, the ism, baby.
Yeah, no, that's the ism. Now anybody, your family, everywhere I went, even in places where you wouldn't see, there's a Black Lives Matter poster somewhere. And I said to myself, man, it sounds so good, man, Black Lives Matter. Don't, I mean, it does sound good. I'm like, damn, that's a good-ass name, man. You know, good thing I was in some shit I've seen earlier days. I could see through shit quick now. I mean, with quick. I was like, well, let me see. The riots, let's see the black to white ratio. For every white, let's say five, I think it was about 7-1 ratio, 7 whites, there's 1 black. And I just thought about the civil rights movement. You know, I did all these talks to people and black history talks and everything. I see the both sides of how we got screwed over and King and all that. I said, man, didn't find out that the civil rights movement was usurped and shit. You say, well, goddamn. Then you find out that even during the civil rights movement, the gay community was in power then over the civil rights. They're doing a movie on Brene Ruskin. Ruskin is going to be coming out soon. So
yeah. And they're running out of Chappelle. You see it,
yeah.
Bro?
Yeah, they asked Chappelle.
They're running out of Chappelle, man.
Anybody who talks against it, though, it's real. Now, here's where I get upset with a lot of people, including, I'm sure you have too, everybody listening. That's okay, but when I see white folks burning up Pacific neighborhoods with blacks at a small, I'm saying, wait a minute. It's the same riot scenario. It's never really affecting the elite. It only affects the middle class, which is the game. Kill the middle class. Ain't that what it's about? If you have no middle class, then you're like the rest of the world, man.
Only rich and poor, baby. Only going to be rich and poor.
Rich and poor.
Side by side forever.
That's it. Now, that's the whole game.
They drive on.
The whole game is there ain't no middle. And see, we got a middle. See, the middle class feels good. It can do a lot of things. It can travel. It can go places. It can live good. But you take that away, it's only rich and poor, and now that's the game of this bill that they wanted to pull. This bill is the same bill that Martin Luther King got killed over. JFK must have been time traveling. Killed him. Easily getting away, using the wrong people, switching up. All that looks staged, too, when you watch it again. Now Malcolm X. Here it is in 2021. About to be 20. Malcolm X killers get off. One already dead. And it's all because Black Lives Matter. And is this the case that Black Lives Matter still has the same program of burning up the same black neighborhood that is killing the major people that is claiming his name is supposed to make feel better? Then you've been played like butter. And it ain't no damn peanut butter. Let me turn you on.
The white man behind Black Lives Matter.
Mr. Reagan.
Now, everybody thinks that Black Lives Matter is a grassroots organization that emerged organically from a groundswell of frustration coming out of the black community. But it was not. Black Lives Matter is the racist incarnation of the Marxist teachings of this man. Who is he? I'll explain everything in one moment. First, I have to sell you something. The Second Amendment is under attack. I think that's obvious. You all know what happened to Mark and Patricia McCloskey when they tried to defend their home. We all want to show our support for the Second Amendment. So there's this company, Beyond Patriots, and they're giving away this Second Amendment coin for $10. Here it is. Now, I love coins, so I love this thing. Look at this. This is great. On the back, there's a quote from Samuel Adams. It says, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." I love that. It's a beautiful coin, and it's just a cool thing to have. Normally, this retails for $40, but they're giving them away for $10. The best possible way, I think, to show your support for the Second Amendment is buy guns. But adding this to your collection for $10, I mean, it just looks cool, and it adds something a little shiny and different to your gun case. And it helps support this channel. So if you like this beautiful little coin, click on the link below in the description and pick one up for $10. It looks cool. You can mount it. It's beautiful. If you like coins and you like guns,
go ahead and get this. Click on the description below. It's just $10. Black Lives Matter is a racist organization, the stated purpose of which is the destruction of Western civilization, which they refer to as imperialist. They're anti-American, anti-family, anti-heterosexual, anti-Christian, sexist against men, and racist against white people. They are 100% a hate group. In their own words, they want to, quote, disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family. So, no more mom, dad, and kids. I mean, that's so Western prescribed. We don't like that. No, they want to, quote, free ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. Okay. They want to, quote, build a space free from environments in which men are centered. They use all this pseudo-intellectual language to try to disguise their bigotry. It's pretty funny. Could you imagine the KKK having on their website, we want to build a space that affirms white men and is free from environments in which black people are centered. That's pretty funny. All right. They want to abolish the police. Abolish, not just defund. Black Lives Matter is a hate group, and worse, they organize, promote, and facilitate acts of terrorism. These protests are not peaceful. They're violent. People die. They murder police officers and Trump supporters. They want those with whom they disagree to literally bend a knee in submission and shout their allegiance to their cause. And if not, your business might be burned, and you just might get a bullet to the head. And crazier still, they've duped all these celebrities and corporations into supporting them. Every time I see a Black Lives Matter flag draped over a commercial building, I think, that's basically the equivalent of posting a swastika. But instead of anti-Semitic, they're anti-white, anti-male, anti-Christian. But besides the different people that Black Lives Matter and the Nazis were targeting, it really is the same thing. Recently, an old interview resurfaced of Patrice Kahn Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. This video depicted her saying this.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Now, there were probably a lot of people who were shocked by this, but for those who know a little bit about the Marxist strategy to destroy the United States by exacerbating racial tensions in America, this was natural. Of course they're Marxists. Of course. Now, because Patrice Kahn Cullors is a black woman, people think Black Lives Matter is a grassroots organization born out of the black community. But this is not remotely true. Patrice Kahn Cullors is a black lesbian Marxist. She's at the top of the leftist hierarchy of intersectional identity politics. Being black, great. Being a black woman, fantastic. Being a black lesbian, perfection, top of the intersectional hierarchy. But being a black lesbian Marxist, I mean, she's practically a god to the left. Patrice Kahn Cullors grew up a poor black girl who went to a middle-class white school. So she grew up with white kids. And what I've been able to gather from her interviews, she grew to absolutely resent white people. She saw the difference between how her poor criminal family lived and how the law-abiding white kids at her school lived, and she grew resentful. Now, there were, of course, poor white kids in her neighborhood, and, of course, there were also rich black kids in America, but Patrice Kahn Cullors seems to associate wealth with whiteness and blackness with poverty. I mean, like Joe Biden says, poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
And so, Patrice Kahn Cullors, the founder of Black Lives Matter, has a very specific and a very distorted view of America. When she was a little girl, she saw her neighborhood targeted by police because of the gangs there, and her father was in and out of prison. She actually watched her brother get arrested and hauled off to jail, and she herself was arrested at age 12 for smoking weed in the girls' bathroom at her school. But to listen to this girl talk, she and her brother and every other black person in her neighborhood, they were all just victims. Victims of the evil police who were targeting them just because they were black.
Monty Cullors, who was criminalized very early on, Monty's first time in juvenile hall was 13 years old. And he would spend from 13 till 36 in and out of juvenile hall, prisons and lockdown facilities simply because of his mental illness and the war on drugs. We didn't know Monty was suffering from mental illness. When Monty was arrested for a robbery and when he was 18 years old, broke someone's window, he said the voices told him to do it, and ended up going to prison for 3 years.
Never mind that her neighborhood was infested with gangs. Yeah. Never mind that her father was...
You hear what she just said. You heard what these people are saying. I'm going to bring it to fruition. We do got a lot of mental illness is a big thing. Now, she's a millionaire now, everybody. She's a millionaire based off this guy named Eric Mann who created it. Most of them are millionaires now, and they're living not in the black neighborhood. They're not living in the black neighborhood, and it's part of a serious problem. Hold on, get serious problem with our people because our people are very much into this BLM. All of you go to these concerts, you go to different places, they're everywhere, and you say, I wonder, do they really know that a white man owns it? Go ahead, jump in.
My personal thoughts on it, I was glimpsing a video clip of Welcome to the Terror Dome, and they had Public Enemy, and they were showing different spectrums of the so-called narrative of the Black Power movement. And as I portrayed those images, and I even went back to Stokely and brothers of that nature, and I saw the movement back then, and even every one of us had a touch of those, you know, pieces of the movement within the movement.
That's right. We all got touched by something.
Yeah. So when I look at the whole narrative coming back to where we at in the so-called up to where we at in this so-called new wokeism and everything like that, and we look at the whole narrative, we've been duped. I mean, we've been played in that racism for a long time, you know, and the movement that came from back then, from Malcolm and all that, even though later on we found out that Malcolm told it, and he said, well, or even going back to Garvey, he said he'd rather be with Klansmen than because they saw a conspiracy.
So we're caught up in those people. We are right now.
Our biggest demise right now. We are our so-called enemy because we were divided in so many narratives, you know, Asian, race, whatever. We were put into the color game. And even when we see the vocalisms that come out of this so-called Corey Bush, and she's up there toting this narrative, and we looking like, huh? But it's a lot of people going for it. And they're coming up from that same narrative that we previously saw, but we're at a different level, and they're just getting to it. But the reason why I say it's our fault because those ones that use it for money, like the red pill, blue pill, and various others that were toting the color game. Now, I'm not saying all of them were toting the color game, but I'm saying the ones that use it for the narratives for just the money instead of, you know, you're telling this lie and it's not even that, but you, as long as,
well, yeah,
it's the, you know,
well, that,
it's for the money,
and
this is what I'm saying then.
Yeah, they do it for
they
the
messed up the
whole kids. Every sports announcer, let's go with that. Y'all see these people that we all look up to. I mean, they all Kareem and all them are now falling into this thing where, you know, they're part of the Black Lives Matter, really. They promote it. It's okay to burn up the black neighborhood still. I mean, even Kenosha, where it was messed up at, was practically black in some areas. That was just it hurt the people who have problems getting it. That's why I say if y'all can help people y'all know who are involved, let them know that they phones. You know somebody a little older, ain't up to par with the phone shit, because they're going to get cut off next month. January, it's over. For any of these, your elderly friends or family members that have 3G phones and are not up to par, they're going to go out on them. And I don't know if that's the only source of homes. That's why I say technology is a war between these factions of technology, war with the sexes. It's a war going on every day in our minds, and we're hoping that all of us keep up. I love what y'all put together with the Kyle Rittenhouse and then having the shield, the German shield. Is this something to be looked at? Now, where's Aubrey? I want y'all to keep in touch next week. We're going to get into that. Thanksgiving for all you who going to eat. I don't care what your belief system is. You're eating somewhere. You're going to ask for a place or somebody. Enjoy the still food for all y'all out there. Make sure you eat good. And we're going to keep this talk going to the top of the hour. But just realize, though, food after this month, the winter months, if they don't bring the gas bills down, everybody, for those in the north, and you elderly, you got family, some of you young, you better check and make sure your stuff in order to get your heat, keep your heat on, because if those pipes get frozen like it happened in Texas, remember Texas got frozen? That did a lot of people in, too. That, the disasters. Now, sister, you said something, if you're still with us. The weapons with the weather.
Yes,
the weather
yes
weapons,
I am.
The weather weapons. With China being able to shoot that weapon up, y'all been seeing. What's your take on it, the scenario of desperate people who got supreme power and they people waking up here? What you think they might use technology on? Because I'm looking at what y'all saying, and it's amazing.
I caught the end part of it, but you said something about China shoot that weapon. Well, they got
they
a lot
shot,
of weapons. Which one, an EMP weapon?
They shot that weapon across the... Yeah, go ahead. That's the one I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Okay. If it hit Buffalo, I mean, you know, this is Winter City, so they always constantly making it snow here some kind of way, even though the elements is fighting them from using that snow weapon that they use over Buffalo. It's not working lately. They've been saying it's supposed to do all this extra snowing, but they really have.
In the southern tier, it snows in the southern tier where they need to ski. It snows where they need to ski in. It sure does. That's where you
right,
snow goes.
If they hit that weapon on us, you know, a lot of people are going to be panicking, going nuts. They're not going to be calm about it. I mean, people have been warned that, you know, get you some solar panels, get you something to actually keep yourself warm, you know, learn how to build shit, fires,
ASAP.
They're blindly right now. They're not going to learn how to survive things like this, you know. I mean, even though we in a snow belt, it's still these ain't that smart. And that's a fact. Hey, you know, it's going to be some people that survive. It's going to be people that die. So, yeah, if they run that weapon against the United States, which the United States will probably allow, because all of this is a psyop and they just betting with these wars. I'm telling you, it's all a game. We part of a serious game with them when it comes to war. The only thing that they want is people to die because they want the planet. They just want you to die. That's it. You
and
know.
What about the they don't want everybody to die. They just want a certain number, which they wrote in stone.
Right. They already wrote it on a Georgia Guidestones.
For me to see that's part of that group called, that could be part of the group that's part of that, the Westenberg, because it's very clandestine where it's located. And you look at it, it's about a futuristic event, like the Bible story with Shumpert Caddy. It is futuristic. And the winner of that futuristic event probably will feel that they're the chosen. Wouldn't y'all think that? I mean, that's just kind of like, you know, kind of natural thing. Let me see. I forgot. Oh, let me get Brother in before we get too many.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go right ahead.
It just simply goes back to anyone that agrees on a particular campaign. Because let's go back to the Titanic. Some people say they're just like Dianetics. When you have your secret societies, they meet out on the ocean, right? So let's just say that the individuals, or the majority of individuals that was on that boat, didn't want to subdue the earth. They were more humanitarian.
That's
right. So they had to go. You know what I'm saying? They had to go.
Yeah,
like
I read that.
Baby Bush
said, that's serious. That's serious. I read that.
Yeah, just
very
like
serious.
What Baby Bush said when he attacked Iraq. You know, either anybody who doesn't get in this war does not benefit from the spoils of war. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not part of their agenda,
You pretty much named the show, Cui Bono. Land for who is the benefiting? So basically, it's benefiting not us. It's benefiting the elite group of people, and not even a large group. I would say very small group, about what, 2% of the people control everybody. 2% they claim of people control 98%. That's amazing. Some say 10. I'm just going by statistics. That is a that's a powerful number to know that everything we're doing, cui bono, is not for us. It's for a cartel situation. Wow. Let's see how cartel is going to work, because I tell everybody all the time, you know, it may not happen to us all at once. You might get something before I get it. But you heard the brother say earlier, your state determines your fate as well. Just remember that one. The state.
Thank you, DeSantis. Thank you, Santa Claus.
Your state could be your state is a living organism, and it's just like anything else. But y'all heard my man say with the heart, the rhythm of your heart. You know, all these songs is based about the heart, the lion. He wanted the courage. The other one wanted the heart. So the rhythm of your heart is, you know, and that's where we at. That frequency got to be bad on people for us to have fibrillation problems. You know, your heart is all fast, all beat. Because a lot of the frequencies that we put on ourselves, which all these cell phones around us. Now, I told people a long time ago, I really don't like when people talk on the phone because your whole car becomes an antenna. Your whole car.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna tell you, you know why? That's a feature to your AI, you know, car. Car becoming AI first. That's how they gonna get us. They gonna get a lot of us through the car, through the AI. Now we're gonna go to something else. You already got your lights being turned off. So AI is all—it's like a slow kill for. Not I'm gonna say maybe they. This is the benefit of us becoming gods that we must transform humanness form. That's something to think about, everybody, because talking about putting a brain cell. How many of y'all, if it was to go blind right now, don't have to tell me, it's in your heart, in your mind, if they told you about to go blind, and they got the technology, like they told Steve Austin, we can make you see again. What you going to say?
Stevie Wonder don't have no eyes, and he see better than everybody on the damn planet. Look at his songs. You got more children than
I would agree, but I don't know if I would. I don't know if I could ask a person who's never seen before. I don't know if he'd be able to comprehend that. Maybe he say, "Well, I can give you the power to see." Make him do it, and then the one who's been able to see, he might be more because he know what it's like to see. The one who never seen, he don't know what it's like to see. So, but what
they gave
what
the
they
option
told,
and he turned it down.
What they told you they could make
they
your,
gave the option and he turned it down.
Yeah, they can give, I'm just saying, this is the technology that's coming. That they could say, my child, you know you got everybody's family members. What if they tell you we can put a brain chip in them and he'd be back home? See how that science could become good real easily? It's like they're preparing you for our body to say, maybe this is the transformation where we live longer. Because now they're saying that we can live longer. Some y'all send the reports. By some cell manipulation might make us live long. Ain't that right, sister? You said some manipulating. I said, well, if they're able to do all that, now they're saying they're going to turn into extra scale robots. Like the $6 million man. Where you got your legs now. They already doing it. They already got people walking with mechanical legs now. Just going to get. Just watched somebody sent me today, because y'all send so much. He sent all the light of sister. See something about China. Or was it one of them Asian countries? The new sex robot show. Huge. Huge. I remember I just said we should invest. Oh, my God. The robots they show. I'm going to send it to some of y'all on WhatsApp. He said it's like 2 minutes. Unbelievable what they got on tables. Huge robots. Female looking fine. Moving like women. I said, look at this. You got to see this to believe it. Now,
some city in Vegas already.
Tell you to say this because
Jones, I like to just say one thing before you go up the air.
That's humanism. That's transhumanism to say I'd rather have a robot over a human. See, this is where they're conditioning the next person. Now, is it going to be good? I don't know. Y'all going to decide that. All of us on this line because your thoughts going to go to other people. You're going to change your thoughts on what we're talking about to make sure. But I think once you get into that world where a robot is your God, that's going to be interesting. to see that transition.
Better look at Stepwise and Westworld. I wanted to say, I just want to say this one thing. Y'all were talking about Draconius or whatever the case may
be. Draco.
A lot of people need to look at the celestial bodies. Look at everything that happened anytime Nibiru, Planet X, or Draco came into our solar system, how dynamic changes took place.
Yes.
Might be about part of the Anunnaki, those alien entities that are, you know, fallen angels or whatever, but, you know, every time they came
through. Hey, drop on. Hey, my man. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Okay, we got to stop falling for all this manufactured fear and shit they tell on television, man. I'm in Walmart right now. All these damn shelves full of shit, man. They full of everything. So this manufactured damn shortage that they scaring y'all is some bullshit, man. Walmart got plenty of shit in here, man. Okay,
my
you should see how many
too.
People there. So quit falling for the bullshit y'all see on television,
hey, man,
I just manufactured fear.
Huh? Hey, man, give me get a TV for us. Get Walmart.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Walmart was actually one of the companies that was able to go get their shipping stuff. You heard Walmart say, we bring our own stuff over. They went and got their shit. Walmart.
Hey,
was one of them. Go ahead.
It's all manufacturing line.
Yeah, because Walmart is the government. That's the government surplus store.
In relation to what the brother's saying about Draco's, right? They even tell the story of Draco's or Dracula with this new movie about Morbius. I said, look at this. You know what? He like between, like he Dr. Morbius. Like he between a vampire and doing good. And I'm like, and oh my goodness. I was like, boy, they telling the Draco story through this new movie coming out. Dr. Morbius. I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay, I did see something.
Did y'all hear about where they gonna send the DNA to the moon? Talking about you can pay for your DNA to be sent to the moon. I was laughing my ass off. I said, come on, y'all, don't fall for that. They
it will.
Don't send your DNA.
They're putting melanin on the ships now.
Yeah, but you got to wonder why. Y'all do know that they spend this money. And that's why I say the transformation of man is a very strange thing because of went through a metamorphosis. Because y'all say Draco just hit in. We got these moons. The Native Americans said with the beaver moon, I'm going to look that up more thoroughly because a lot of beaver going around. And so it's amazing what's happening. But, yeah, that's on people, though. Some people with horoscope, I suggest you look into some of your signs and symbols because it does have relevancy in the world. These people do things on astrological time clock, not like other time, like you do.
Celestial.
And they know time frame do. What will get the most energy? It's degrading, what's retrograding. They got all that. And so you shoot, you so should you, because you know you feel different when certain times of the day are the good times. And then some of you are like, some of your day people. See, you got a lot to do with yourself. And right now, they're trying to stress out. So stay unstressed. That's why I played that tape about your heart. Take your breath. Don't argue with people about what is the obvious. You want to stay living longer because they'll label you as, oh, you're going crazy. Because you're passionate. Most people on this line are passionate people. The problem is, it's so irrational, you got to think even before they think on what's going on because you never know what's out here. That frequency y'all talking about is real. Ain't no joke about it. People are schizophrenics out here.
Yep.
They got them doing crazy stuff. They using cell phone trickery. All this killing of folks that been killed, you don't see no funeral, you don't see no outcry. So is it
absolute,
just like that Wizard of Oz movie? If y'all ain't watched The Wizard of Oz again, just watch it just to have a good time with your friends and just watch it, whatever you're doing, and you will say, wow, look at the symbolism of that era. Flying monkey. You can't call nobody a flying monkey now, but it was flying monkeys in that one. Now the cancel culture. Y'all let Dave Chappelle look at all them going through, all because they speaking up. Imagine what they think about what you doing, because you are speaking up. We talk way, y'all on this line talk way more about what's really happening out there. Now, we don't even need really this but verification that we're saying is just about your everyday life. And when gas goes to $5 a California is right now, that's where they're going to start the shit from. From right over there.
You know, and that's why? Just what might bring on the war.
Yeah.
Because them white boys going to go boom when they can't get no gas in their truck. They gonna
start up piles of gas. No matter what you get, your money, everything got to go up. Everything got to go up. And let me just say this. The pirates. The galactic pirates as well as on planetary pirates on Earth, they are definitely looking for a rare earth mineral. I'm telling you now, they are on a hunt to get some type of device that keep them living. You believe what I'm telling you? They got this thing they want to send in their body. Y'all don't want to send it. Causes that whatever's going to happen is going to make the body turn into a skeletor type inside. I don't know how they gonna do this shit, but it's all like a Marvel movie that we never believed would happen, but it's happening. And remember, every scientist.
Are you talking about Hydra?
Yeah.
Hydra.
Yeah.
Hydra. Oh yeah, that's Hydra is in.
That's it.
The vaccine. It's that graphene that activates on frequency, so it can travel through your body. And then they even have a fish, nanobot fish, that they're going to insert into your body that can travel through your body and claim to kill off any gene that causes you to have any medical.
That would be what's called a mutation.
Once that fish gets your brain.
AI, got you. Now, that's where they're going. We got to keep the day's program, cui bono, who benefits. Let us not be the scapegoat, because one thing I know, we should be able to dance on the water and not get wet.
I am Sir No, Seaboy the Hook. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. Me down. I told you I can't swim. Oh no. Put me down. I hate water. Oh.
get well.
I am the love.